You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Even if it's
all you do, whether you say it's racist, you say racist, a matter of what, you know, I don't think what you say has anything on it. It's like whether or not they would have the ability to. It's like where is the line? You know.
Yes, exactly. Are you supposed to, example, to ask the authorization to wear some clothing while you are doing a video? Even though you buy the right to wear said clothing in the shop for an expensive price.
I don't have the right to remove certain applications from, like, my PlayStation 4 that I own, you know? I don't have the right to remove applications installed in it. Or the ability
Why not? Who does not allow you that?
I'm just saying this is in the...
The manufacturer.
Is there a physical boundary to that? You cannot do it, okay. Yeah.
Yes, and in the sense that even if you were to find a way to do it will remove your access to the PSN network immediately, so
exactly. No problem.
Or you can find some work, but potentially you can find some workaround, let's say some hypothetical workaround it exists, you know, where you can perpetually hack your own property. The real issue is why you're not allowed to do with your own property what you want. For example, a disc that comes from, you buy a DVD from the store, why can't I just write over that disc? You know what I mean? Why does it have to be...
Because you agree to buy a non-writable disc. If you agree upon that, that's a deal you make, right? How can you complain about it? You know what you buy, right? And you can buy a Fiat and complain why you don't get a Ferrari. Yeah, okay, right?
I could put a Ferrari engine in the Fiat.
But it really depends on the country.
Hi, Sweden.
Hey. But it really depends on the country. Like in Switzerland, you have a lot of freedom to do with your stuff that you bought that you don't have in other countries. Like.
Yes, but
can you give an example? Sorry, Gareth. Can you give an example, please? If you say something like that, I don't know. What do you mean?
For example, like they are outdated now, like VHS tapes and audio tapes, audio cassettes. They were technically weren't allowed to record over them in most countries, but in Switzerland they.
I've never heard about that. What?
It's like a technicality. Like nobody actually knew about it being illegal. You know.
So how do you know about that? Do you have a law? Have you read?
I read about it in part of the where I read about why we are allowed to copy content, like we are allowed to download, not upload videos
and music.
In
Holland, downloading is allowed, uploading is not allowed in Holland. That's the law, at least I know that.
And that whole discussion, the whole law process started with these cassettes and VHS tapes, so they had like a combination of things that... Technically, the manufacturers didn't want you to do, the big corporations didn't want you to do, and the Swiss lawmakers decided you can do those things as long as it's only for yourself.
Yeah, personal copy, yeah, that's the same thing in Holland, yeah. I mean, you were describing something unique about your Swiss law, but I haven't heard it yet. So, what is unique?
Well, it's not normal. I didn't know it was the case in Holland, like the
Netherlands. No, that's the thing. If you say
in most countries,
then you need to come up with example.
I was not aware. I'm sorry.
That's my point. No, it's not. I'm sorry, but it's not the point.
It's the first time I hear from anyone.
Then don't make that claim. If you're not sure, don't make that claim.
But
ask first, and then. Come to a conclusion after that, not claiming first, yeah, in Switzerland, that's the only place in the world, and then I give one example, and you're already, right, it's not a battle, but then that makes you, sorry, let me explain.
I'm glad.
Let me explain. that makes you very vulnerable, right? You have...
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
And
do
you I'm very glad you that you enlightened me here. I've been on the internet for 17 years, and it's the first time a person from another country was not shocked that I'm allowed to legally download something. So
this
maybe I haven't talked
the same
to
law.
People from Netherlands.
And I assume that it's the same law in Belgium, too. And I assume that it's the same in France, too. I don't know. But
I know it's
in
not the case in France.
Okay, in France, maybe not. Okay, in France, maybe not.
It's very rare. Very rare.
Now it's very rare. Okay. If it's in Holland already, okay, maybe in Belgium, maybe in Luxembourg, check that first and come with a statement then. That is how you do research, right? I mean, if you first claim and throw something out, and then let's see, I mean, I am critical, but not everybody is as critical as me. And then if someone checks you out, and then, what is this guy saying? They will think you're a liar or something. You're not. I know you're not a liar, right? But that is your image you will give to people if you don't research first and then come to your conclusions.
Yes. It's very hard to research a negative.
No, it's not. It's not. I have researched so much that I say space travel is impossible. I prove a negative. That is possible.
I agree with your criticism. I agree with your criticism.
Freedom is everywhere, and it's true. There's a lot of freedom in Europe today. And take it.
That I have not talked with anyone about this in 70 years who was from a country where it was legal. That is not the proof that it's only in Switzerland, and I misspoke in saying that. Did I say unique? I don't know how I said it, but it came across like that. But let's put it aside now. I'm thankful for the input.
Now the thing is, what I don't want to take over the conversation. I will shut up if you like. If Gareth says okay, but what I want to do is share things that are universal and share things that are unique to your place. And actually, tomorrow, you see, it's a tongue breaker. It's a bad word, according to Gaia's
yes,
law.
Tomorrow I want to speak a bit about itself and think of a few laws that are strange and somewhat unique to Switzerland, and maybe not unique, but standard.
Particular.
Because we tend to think that our own environment is both unique and universal, and then we, in our thinking, we tend to switch these things, right? You think it's unique that you can download freely, legally, in Switzerland. But in Holland, that's also legal. I know that, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know about other countries, but I assume it's in more. Okay, maybe not in all.
You just know what it's called.
It's not about that. It's about making your environment as a measure of your framework, of reference. And that is what everybody does. I do the same thing, right? And I recognize it and try to work on that, right? And I think that is great because we all have this, and that is the uniqueness of this. We talk internationally. Like you say, 17 years, you've never talked about this internationally, even in Europe. I mean, Holland, Switzerland is nothing, right? And now you talk Holland, Colombia, but of Switzerland, Colombia, but
Saying something is particular is complicated because you know what it's called in your country, what it's based on, but how do you research that for other countries that might call it a different way?
To another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Hey, there's no extra.
Yes, that's a good thing. I'll try to be there tomorrow.
That was yes, and also there is a set of law named, I'm sure you are aware of them, Via Sicura.
What? Sorry?
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yes, there is a set of laws that were implemented in 2012 to reinforce road security, and those are called Via Sicura.
Okay. That's what you want to talk about tomorrow, right? So let's not.
So like a safe road in Latin or what?
Yes, exactly. And those are implementing a pretty harsh sentence for drug driving, driving without a license, and also some obligation for the authority to report you in some cases. But if we were to speak too much about that on the audio chat live stream today, it will kind of kill the purpose of the discussion of tomorrow. This Gaia doesn't have any access to any of the link that I am supposed to send him before tomorrow, so...
No, let's keep it tomorrow. We're live, right?
Let's just change the... Go on with the conversation.
We were at YouTube.
Please shut up about... No Jew talk. No Jew talk. Please, have your joint. Shut up. No crutching. No,
like we were saying, that the purge of YouTube is something that was to be expected, and like you mentioned, it seems to be very, very more heavier than the latest one, but most people are scared. Most people don't want to be implicated.
Most people are scared of what?
The people that are making money on YouTube.
They're scared.
They will never address the issue, and since YouTube is the biggest platform, the one
which issue? Which issue? Sorry, which issue? I missed it.
The deplatformization of a lot of persons of YouTube.
Ah, okay, you talked about that. Okay, yeah, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people are even scared of, like, their videos being put into limited state for a day by an algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, there's some news YouTubers that just read parts of articles and they change the words so they don't say a bad word that the algorithm will pick up.
Uh-huh.
Because the way that your spread works on YouTube is what happens to your video in the first few hours decides how big it can become. And if you're monetized, it's very relevant that you reach as many people as possible. So if you say, I don't know, one guy even senses stuff like fucking and says making love instead when he reads an article. Because that might be a word that the bots are picking up on, and they put you in limited states for 2 hours, and then your video gets almost no views. So people are self-censoring all of the time right now.
So there is a bot that tracks in audio what is said on a video, or is there also video bots that can recognize content?
They scan for copyright-protected content like video, audio, images, and they also scan for what is said by speech-to-text.
Yeah, okay, speech-to-text, I understand, but how do they do that with images? Like, if you have a completely free video, right, music, free license-free music, and you put, swastika, I can understand that recognition software can recognize, but if I just put there the quotes by Theodor Herzl, can they get it down for anti-Semitism, which is completely ridiculous because it's Theodor Herzl's own words, right?
Yes, but it will be taken down eventually, but the simple human telltale, you know, someone will report you as a human, and if the video is flagged down enough, someone will take care of the case and review it for real, so...
Yeah,
copyright thing is really, really strange because some people will be taken down for use of copyrighted material. But for example, my girlfriend, she watches a lot of videos that are like romantic music with montage of films. And from those very popular movies never taken down any of those channels for copyright issue or whatever. So it's clearly orientated on what you are doing with the image more than the use of the image themselves.
But a lot of it is automated. Like a year ago, I showed a friend of mine a clip from an old German comedy show where they took the Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner movie and redid the audio, like they redubbed it to be funny. And I thought, like, hey, it's going to take me like 10 minutes to insert the full HD image to that audio. So I made that, I uploaded it to YouTube, and while I was uploading it, was checking it, said, first of all, you're using imagery from this movie, Prince of Thieves.
Wow.
Second of all, you're using this music that was the background music from the movie. So in the process of me uploading it, it already recognized that it was from that movie and that it had that music in it.
Yeah, so it's EXIF data for photos, but then for video, right?
If you have text in your video, that's still different. They don't do text recognition but they will in the future.
Sorry, what you can do, I think, is you import a clip into Premiere Pro or so, and then you edit it, and then you save it as a thing, and probably what you can do is strip the information from the original video.
It was just image data. Just image and audio.
Image and audio. Wow.
Just the video and audio, I had all the metadata stripped.
And it still recognizes it? So it recognizes the imagery then, the sequence of imageries.
Exactly.
And compares that to a database where it says, this is this movie.
Yeah, it must take a lot of energy to do that. They must have huge server farms, but they do that already.
But how can people then upload? I've seen so many, like you say, but also, same thing with copyrighted material, and I've seen so many people upload. I've also uploaded copyrighted material, and I didn't get this, but so how?
I could still upload it. It just told me I couldn't monetize it. And the people that do it and monetize it, they usually mirror the image, they change some stuff in the audio.
Okay, yeah.
But if you can't monetize it, it's still cool to upload for now, they can recognize it on upload. That's my point.
What about the alternatives? I don't know anything about it. BitChute, what do you have? This News 24 or 54, what is it?
I don't know. I don't think they care. They are very cool about free speech.
They also have monetization, right? Or not?
I don't know.
If you were to produce a video and put it on whatever site, you don't really need to monetize it via the site because, for example, you just need to flash on screen your Cash App number or thing like that, and that way you could monetize your video in a sense.
Yeah, but okay, it would be awesome if there's a platform, just theoretically speaking, right? But there's a platform where you can monetize it and you don't have all this bullshit of YouTube, EskimoTube, sorry.
Yes, but that will be almost impossible to maintain that platform for long. It will be attacked from so many sides.
No, that is a very defeatist attitude, Garrus. I mean, I don't know about the other. I'm just a complete layman, right? There must be alternatives to monetize. I know Twitch is for gaming. I don't know if you can use that for streams of audio like this. I mean, like audio, and then you produce a sequence of pictures in the meantime, and you make it into a stream, like what Stavely is doing and others, right?
Twitch is very, they're going to get there right now. I know one person from, originally from the Netherlands. She used to stream movies and TV shows on Twitch, she never got caught.
Okay.
Like they want to save money. They have so big server costs because it's all live streaming, you know. So they're picking their battles, but they're gonna get there.
Is this lady from the Netherlands a potential truth seeker?
I don't know. She
can always try. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Or you can give me the contact. I will try in Dutch. That's right. I mean, it's if people are
a guy is looking for a girlfriend, I guess.
We're on our app. Hello.
I'm looking first. You looking for a girlfriend, Gaia?
Yeah, it's always good to have people from all around, I think, here. And I think Garrus and me have done quite a tremendous job of doing it. And actually, I missed that in your whole speech with Stavely. You made it look like there's nothing happening. And every day we record 5-hour chats and you publish them on your blog, right? And it was a bit strange, but that's okay.
Well, that's the way you interpreted it. It's just nothing 9/11-wise is really happening.
You talked about other things as well, but go on. We talked about MH17 is not a full hoax. You know that, right? People really died or disappeared at least there.
I don't know that.
Yeah, we know that.
Why are you saying I know that, right?
Because Bram has a classmate, an ex-classmate of him, and she disappeared, or at least Bram, my best friend, she disappeared from this flight. So whatever happened, if they ditched the plane in the Black Sea or so, whatever happened, or if she got a new identity on an island, could also be, but there were burials, it was real people. I know other people who knew people on this flight. On the list. It's not a list like 9/11 with fake names. No, that's not the case here.
I don't know. I don't know that. If you say that, that's fine, but I don't know.
Well, it is important to know in what blueprint they use. Like, Sandy Hoax is a complete hoax. It's a complete state event. The bombing here, the dust building bombing in Bogota, was a real bombing where real pieces of skull and hands were found by the family of my wife in their store. More than 1,000 people were injured.
Okay, yeah, you've said that many times. I don't know one thing about that.
You were killed, and that makes sense, right? Just okay. 1,000 injured.
Yeah, you said that 10 times at least on air, yeah.
I mean, yeah. The thing is, it's important to recognize until where does the media fakery go? That is very, right? Especially if we're talking about real people and real victims. That is because we need to guard ourselves against what the mainstream said, that we're attacking the family of the Posners and so, that they're lying about their kids. Well, in this case, we have to be careful not to fall into that trap if real people are involved, right? That's very important. We have to back up ourselves in our truth-seeking.
I don't have a position on every single event and every single country in every single year in the world. So that's an important part, yeah. I can't possibly have that database in my head. That I wouldn't even try.
No, that's where fake media exists.
I guess there's always possibility. Everything is judged on its own, but the big promoted ones are the ones that get our attention and get analyzed more. But no, not most of the little ones here and there. No, I can't pass judgment on them.
They said when it happened that MH17, and that is compared to the population, killed more people than 9/11. It was told like that in the media, and it was a big scandal, political scandal, and all that. Of course, that is this fluff story around it. This bugs and these Ukrainians and the Russians.
Yes.
That is the story we analyzed in the chat as well with Kiris. Okay, please.
Yes, but to make one point, we also found. Not to say that the story is not true at all, but to give people the whole background, we found a guy that find a way to insert himself into the story in the sense that he was supposed to be on both of the flight Malaysian Airlines, meaning the MH17 and the MH370.
No, he wasn't there both. No, that's important. No, he both missed those flights by 15 minutes, right? That was it. And in one case it was earlier, and the other case it was later. It was something like that, right?
No, the first case was that the guy find the cheaper flight.
Oh,
then
okay.
He canceled his trip, and the other one, it was something like was late, I think so.
I think he got an earlier flight, because we talked about that, and I also had that case, there's a free chair in an earlier flight that you take that.
The guy came to the airport early, and they say, take the earlier flight, no problem.
Yeah.
So there is always those odd characters.
Yeah, did you guys talk about this on an audio chat? Because I'm about four in the bags.
Frack 19.7.
Malaysian mumblings.
Frack 19.7. That is the frack number, I think, is 606 or so. 604.
I haven't got to that yet.
No, 604 was Mumbai, and 60... I can look it up. 606, I think, was MH17 and 370.
All right. When I get to it, I'll give you a pronouncement. But
Has anyone really
talked about MH17 in the alternative media? I don't. I've never.
You're right.
To be honest, and at the time, there was a pretty gory video of the site of the accident, but I cannot seem to find it again.
I mean, the site of the accident, literally, they got the passports literally from the press. Literally. They were completely brand new, old passports. Like, and why would you keep your passports in your luggage in the storage? No, you keep your passport with you. That is, the thing is the physics. 8 kilometers, allegedly, falling down, everything is splattered, right? I mean, everything is broken. No, the suitcases were just looking like coming from the shop and laid down in the... So the scene was staged, that's for sure, because of physics and because of, the photos and all that. But in the meantime, in the back of that, there were still real people. Oh, at last.
Yes, and also the fact is that we mentioned that it's pretty easy to fake a crash, a plane crash site,
yes,
in the sense that there is many, many, many cemeteries of airliners that you can find around
especially
the world, in Europe, in the USA, or whatever you want. Soviet Union will be a place of choice.
Eastern Ukraine is literally Tartaria, right? These are already the steppes. That is where it starts. So it's all flatlands, and you see these sunflower fields, and right, and it's all grain fields and all that. And the amount of people living there is nothing, and I don't know what they do all day, but there's very little activity, so you can stage it anywhere there, right? It's pretty easy.
But the fact is that it was also over a conflict zone, so there is always a possibility of the odd missile that... Everything is a possibility in the sense that those are very, very strange conflicts, and some of the people in play are not that well trained, it's not well established who is fighting who has access to which technology. So even in the official story of that case, they gave three possible detonators of a missile that have the capacity to do such an attack. So. Even the official story would have you believe that it's pretty difficult to establish any responsibility, even though, as we mentioned, some people were tried in the Netherlands for that crime.
Yeah, in Holland, it was back then I was still kind of following at least internet news, right? And I was still at the Dutch Forum, especially. And, I mean, it was a political crisis. It was, not so big as Pim Fortuyn time, but it was pretty close to that, yes. It was a pretty big thing, and going on for years and so. And, yeah, of course, what is real. But there were a lot of questions by people. There was a lot of mild truth-seeking, not that the plane crash site was staged. But still, there are so many fishy stories that, yeah, I'm not an expert on it, say, but, most of what I know is from Plus Forum is the analysis of the crashing, and yeah, my personal experience. I will mute and Fliegen and Gareth, please go.
Yes, that specific event is pretty difficult to decipher. Like I say, it was supposed to have happened over a conflict zone, and even the official story has many people being having the capacity, the military capacity of shooting that plane down. And there are a lot of political things that forbid the investigator to access all the data and the person. And like I said on the chat that we have about this topic with Gaia, it's pretty easy for the Russian military or the Ukrainian military.
You mean the one with all of those scientists that got shot down?
Yes. That is also a theory, but who knows about that, really?
No, I'm just... I was reading something else. Somebody wrote me... I think you were talking about the one that got... via the Crimea crisis, right?
Exactly.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, I have a
plan. Why does it go on?
The complete song.
Okay.
The guy is playing with the bot.
Obviously.
So it's a good song. It's a good song.
That's why I used it.
The biggest talk.
It's great for mixing, guys.
Just now realized that they kind of rehashed those were the days for this one.
Those Were the Days? You time off from the show?
You know that that song, Those Were the Days, probably think that never ends. Has a
Fakeologist.com.
Where is the chord progression? Just realized I never listened much
to
ABBA.
There's only so many chord progressions out there, so I don't think it's...
Yeah, I would say rehash. I mean,
you look
off.
At the Beatles, right? The Beatles, they were the real... of course, the whole rock and roll was already so much simplified, but the Beatles, they invented this pop melody, repetitive... Yeah, mind control, actually, right?
It sticks in your brain, like it's a different approach than Mozart. Like Mozart just made songs that are so simple and natural.
Mozart didn't make songs. Sorry, Mozart is a brand. Mozart is a brand.
He did make.
Mozart is a brand. Is it a little boy they put somewhere in an enclosed theater with only Freemasons and only rich people. Politicians of the very powerful Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and to the outside world, Mozart was not known. Nobody knew Mozart at that time, right? That isn't an invention. It's a myth. It's a myth that is made in history. And the music, of course, is real, and it's composed by various senior composers.
Music,
not a little boy,
Shakespeare.
Not 5 years old. Not a little boy, five years
Shakespeare,
old.
Yeah. Yeah,
but music
the Mozart brand is very nice. I agree.
Your chat with with your chat app, please. I mean, when you have these interviews, and the thing is, you are less good than any other podcast I've heard with any other one. So it's outside of what we do. It's getting across your good podcast. I mean, bringing them up. You do that once in a while. Do it more. Bring up these good podcasts. The one you did with this Mozart guy. I share it from Rense, Jeff Rense, that's the same guy, the interviewee. But it's great. This guy is a real Mozart expert, right? An insider.
Yeah,
he went to the primary sources. He went to Salzburg. He went to the documents, everything. He's a scientist. He's a real truth seeker, right? The real scientific approach. What science is, actually.
Yeah. So are you talking about last night's interview? You didn't like it?
You were bland, and you were, you have to admit, you were much less good than in other interviews you had with other podcasts. I've listened to a lot of your interviews with other podcasters.
I was having, there was a couple of things going against it. Last night, my microphone crashed, so I had to do that, and then I couldn't.
And Discord and Skype,
His Discord was echoing, it was, it was a cavalcade of problems, so
yes,
I'm trying to get things working and talk at the same time, and you just cannot do that. I cannot
No, it's true, and it affects you. I know how it works, yes.
Oh, I know.
I know it, yeah. You know, my hatred against TeamSpeak,
Well, whatever the case, I was having a million problems because I don't sit at that desk very often, so all the things that could go wrong were going wrong, and I was trying... I try and fix them at the same time, which is a bad idea. Eventually, I just
In the end, it doesn't matter, because what matters is that people from Stately come in, and hopefully they join Karen's tomorrow in
and
the back.
Coming in mass.
And want to talk, share their ideas. I will shut up, I will do the bots in the background, and then let the other people talk.
Stately has a big following with all the different things he talks about. There's no doubt.
Yes, and
I think there's a lot of chaff.
Jairus, you're really low on the audio right now. Of course, Guy is the loudest, but Jairus, get a little closer.
Is it better?
We need to hear you. No.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Okay,
so I get it.
Don't change
like
the
Like I said, we might have Tim Osman on tomorrow.
Tim Osman, okay.
All right, that'll be good.
Yes.
Yeah, he's good.
Maybe asking the big question, what did you learn?
Guy can come blast him about all this guy is that guy and all that.
No. I want to stay away from everything. I want to stay away from the disagreements. I learned my lesson. It's not important.
Well,
it's
that's
important.
One thing I think.
It's not important,
that's
you know?
One thing that's crazy. That one thing.
I know, and then, so let's not talk about it. So let's not give it the platform. right? Not airtime.
All right, that's
airtime.
Fine.
I mean, Tim Elsman has a lot of good ideas, I think, and he can add a lot of wisdom. But then let him where he is sure of and not these stupid. Now I saw Brad Pitt is a black actor who looks like him a bit. He is a well-known actor as well. But I mean, they're not the same person. I mean, fuck, man. This is candy. This is candy. This is cheap candy. It's poisoned candy.
It's disinformation.
It is like a Halloween poison candy thing.
But I'm really looking forward to having his take on what did he learn from 9/11.
I haven't heard him speak about 9/11.
Sims, yes.
Forget 9/11. 9/11 is dead. Keep it dead. Please. It's a hoax, right? It stays.
On topic of 9/11, I was like, I'm one of those very few people actually watch the news, like the national news. It was very weird. There was no coverage on 9/11 on 9/11 this year.
Great.
Nothing.
Is that right? CNN.
Like in Switzerland, just Swiss news, mind you.
Great.
It was weird because they did 9/11 on 9/11 for 18 years or 17 years in this case, and this year nothing.
What
absolutely
does this silence
nothing.
Mean that they're preparing for a next big thing? Otherwise, I mean. Right? They're not going to keep silent because they need this propaganda. They need this feeding. And the lesson I take from this is that they're preparing for something else.
I don't know what to think. It's just very peculiar.
It doesn't make sense, right? It is very peculiar, actually. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. They're not going to be quiet now or so, right? Lesson of history.
9/11 is an adult, so it's almost one generation ago.
Yes.
Say 20 years of the generation. So there's a whole group of people that don't have any feeling about it, and they're not going to study it because they've never even heard of it, really. They've heard of it, but they're not looking into it.
Yeah, but they did it for 17 years, every year. Like, okay,
yeah,
16
but that was a
years.
Exactly. It's more than a generation. You're right, it is a generation, or like generation definition. Okay, but it's mature indeed. That's a good point, right?
I think so.
But it is suspicious that it is peculiar, it is weird. We talk about it in these terms, right? And that means looking at history, where they have sequences of these events, they're not going to stop now. It's not like 9/11, 9/11 happened 18 years ago. Now, world peace, and we're going, no, they're doing another thing. Of course, right?
Yeah. Well, they should. They have to. It's a business.
Yes.
They've got to keep growing it.
Exactly. I mean, where do you think all these actors who don't make it in Hollywood go, right?
Well, they're waiting tables at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and a lot of people saw that was a waste of their capacities, so they started the power by persuasion, literally the term of the psychological operations battalion of the U.S. Army. We talked about it in the chat. Right? Like you say, it's a business. It's an enormous industry.
Yeah.
Every industry has to produce some results. So.
It's a business. You cannot separate any more business with government and corporation. It is such a big mess, such a big spaghetti, right?
It's an integration. They're integrated.
At the lower levels, you can recognize it better, but at the upper levels, it becomes such a mess, such an incestuous relationship.
From original stimulant in the live stream chat as well, it was very recent in the live stream chat. Larry King called on open mic.
Mm-hmm.
That was very weird.
Can we play that? Is that useful to play or not? Is it too long?
Not very long.
What happened?
In the live stream chat,
I will look it up, guys.
I just watched it before I joined here. I was listening on the podcast or radio thing. Then he posted that.
Yeah.
If that's real, that's fucked up shit.
What happened? I didn't hear. What are you talking
about? Don't worry, we're going to play it. Wait a second, just a second. It's 1 minute. It's no problem. We play it all completely full. Double volume, because the volume is pretty low, I think.
But I wanted to finish the thought here. That's the one break we have to hit live. It's an around the world break. It's hard to believe we're being watched in 151 countries. It's scary. I'm in Israel. I'm at the Wailing Wall. True story. Israel. Never been there before. There with my brother. I'm Jewish. My culture. Sam is an old rabbi. Davening. He's praying. Old, a religious Jewish man. He looks up at me and he says, "What's with parole?" Swear to God. What's with parole? In Israel.
I love it.
It's crazy. Ted Turner changed the world. Big fan of you. He would serve you, Pastor. I'm really surprised. He's ready. What's he got left in life? After you're elected, think about it. No dope.
That's for sure.
Great guy to work for. Too.
Okay, what is your thought about
the thing first? It's better with the subtitles. Like, basically, telling Ted Turner would be willing to work for Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And some guy in Israel was... just using, like, this big corporations politics thing.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the biggest revelation of the world, of course. It's just a weird thing if that was actually original audio that's...
Oh no! This is no surprise, right? If you
it's pretty standard, but it's still fucked up.
I don't get it.
It's like this Fox guy. What's his name?
They go to the lodge together. They go to the same fraternity. I mean, I know in Holland, I know politicians and I know people in the media. I mean, they work together. This is how it works, man. This is completely not normal.
They need each other.
There's nothing shocking about this.
It's normal and fucked up at the same time.
But this is reality, Yasling, and this is... Sorry, I know you need much more time to come to the levels we are at, and that's no problem. We try to help you in that, but this is completely normal behavior. It's not natural, but it's normal behavior. Right? There's nothing shocking.
That's the state of the world. It's almost like Fliegenfruss. They complain about the lobbyists in Washington, saying, "Oh, they're running the government; they make the policy." But the thing is, they are the people that the politicians call the next day after they're elected, because they need them to raise money for the next campaign. It literally happens the day after they get in; they have to start making and raising money for their next campaign. So they need the lobbyists. They can't keep them out. It's like a host wanting to shed himself of a parasite.
If I might interject, the poignant point is that Bill Clinton sounds surprised.
No, man. No.
Bill Clinton's just an actor, but he's totally in. He's in the system.
He's
one of the best actors they've ever had.
Maybe he's surprised about the name or so, but he's not surprised about the event. This is how it works, man. Why do you think Clinton was groomed from the beginning?
It is proven that Bill Clinton at least once in history.
Louder.
Yes, it is proven that once in history Bill Clinton make a personal intervention to get some people that were smuggling drugs out of jail. So
Bill Clinton wrote the constitution of this country. Not him, but his cabinet.
It's just one of those moments where I feel like that Bill Clinton wasn't really aware of what he was getting into, because say he's a great actor. But
Bill Clinton was born and bred for his role. I guarantee that they groomed
it
probably.
It just like Hill Dog was much more powerful
for the role. No, they groomed these people. Barack
Fliegen,
Obama was groomed for
to
the He came out of nowhere.
Fliegen, please listen to App. He has a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience, much more than me. Much more than me. It's true. It's undoubtedly true. So, Garrison, just to finish. just to finish, it's not only the time you have spent on research, it's the time of maturation you have, right? You have, it's like cheese or wine. That is how truth seeking works. You cannot fake that. And Fliegen, you are a beginning and it's fine, right? But listen to Ab, he has a lot of wisdom to share. And now, Gareth, please pick up.
Yes, if I can say one thing is that Barack Obama was mentioned on the Canal Plus, which is the French television, the French private that by
some European white, Europe white, yes.
Yes, but it's mostly French, but it's an operation in all of Europe, and it's a subscription TV channel that is mostly on the Hillary side, if I can say. They are pretty anti-Trump, at least that's the narrative they want you to believe, but. That channel mentioned Barack Obama way earlier in his political career. And at the time, I was watching TV, and I remember seeing this guy, and a few years after that, he was mentioned as a possible candidate, and then he ended up as a president. But that kind of show you that some people that are in the know way before, and that the narrative is implemented so way in advance that it's impossible for someone that is reaching the point of candidacy to ignore that is the puppet of some individuals.
How was Obama as a before? Because we don't know him. I don't know him. How was he?
He was a senator, but before that, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah, senator.
But on TV, I mean, his manners, his ways, his acting. How was that?
His old speeches were very different.
Yes, but the thing is that since he was already a U.S. senator, he was pretty well aware of how to act and conduct himself in public. It was not
Barack
at the point
Obama,
where he was some kind of...
Barack Obama was definitely... Barack Obama may have been the first made by the CIA president. I think...
What?
There's
the first?
Oh, my God. I think they breed people. There's no doubt about
it.
They take a sperm and an egg. I don't... They create a huge mystery about where...
Reagan.
Where he came from. Nobody knows where he came from. They created tons of confusion around the story. The whole birther controversy was just misdirection from the truth. I think that he was literally created just for a political role. And I think they make hundreds of these people. They don't clone them, but I think we all agree that we can breed people at this point because there's lots of sperm and lots of eggs.
They've done that by intermarrying and so on, right? Of course.
Yes, and one example that
of
I can
course.
Give you of that is that, for example, in China and also in the Soviet Union, they used to, for example, marry together a great athlete or tall people to
well, of
obtain
course.
A breed
they
of...
Jimmy the Greek said that they bred the big black slave with the big black woman and made football
players. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Uninstall Media, and you are uninstalling the media's malware of the mind with Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Very nice. Wait, Fliegen, wait.
Okay,
Fliegen, let Ab speak first, please.
Yeah, Fliegen, if you could, make one of those bumpers. Uninstall did that. On his own, it was fantastic. If you want to do one, you're more than welcome.
Sorry, I keep forgetting. I write it down again.
All right. But anyway, my point is, I followed Barack Obama when he became president a lot. There was a great documentary that I fell for called Dreams of My Real Father.
Yes.
I got.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys watched that, but
no.
It really
yes,
had
the
me spinning
that.
Around.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was
what's
real.
What's it about? What's it about? Sorry.
The supposed grandfather of Barack Obama.
The grandfather?
Yeah.
Real father.
A real?
Real father. Yeah.
The one in Kenya. The one in Kenya or Hawaii. What is it?
Another one. An American guy.
It was about a guy who was a communist organizer in the 60s, and they're saying that Barack looks a lot like him, and he had an affair with the white woman, Stanley. And I think the whole story of all the different parents is total misdirection. I think he was bred. He was probably brought up by the intelligence agencies. Not literally, but they probably brought him up. And they were. He was made to be inserted into this role.
I mean, think about it. The generation after the Martin Luther Kings, the Malcolm X, all the others, Jesse James, all the others that were not killed, right, there or there, their children are now the Barack Obamas and the Kaepernicks and all these guys, right?
And Barack Obama was perfect. He's not black. He's not white. We don't even know his religion. They create all this controversy around his religion. He's not Muslim. He's not Christian.
He's created.
He's everything. He's everything to anybody.
He's a rock star, right? He was a rock star.
He's everything.
The thing is that he's well-traveled. He's well-spoken. And
he's an uomo universale.
For social justice. So, like Ab said, he's the perfect candidate. He's a perfect family.
They marry him. They just have his wife is played by, no doubt, a transgender, or it could be just a transvestite, for all we know. And those definitely are not his children. They're not. They don't even look like him. They don't look anything like him. They don't look anything like each other either. So it's just a stage family, as far as I can see.
I don't know if I can find the video again. Like, I saw a video from the very early 90s where he was just credited as, like, this Harvard Law student. And it tells a story about his youth.
He was a constitutional law student.
I know.
This old black guy telling him that the whites are the enemy. He was a completely different agenda, even a different speech pattern, like a completely different person. You can see it's him physically, but... When I saw that video, I was like, what, this is Obama in the early 90s? Like, what did they do? It was really weird.
I think he was one of the first made for the role creations. I think you're going to see a lot more of these people. Even one of the politicians now, Ocasio-Cortez, whatever her name is, she won a contest for the next politician or some.
That is not a man. That is a woman, right?
I don't even know. I can't remember what she looks like.
But she was casted. She was casted.
They're all casted, right? You sound surprised.
No. They weren't making it a secret. You were interrupting me, by the way. Sorry, come on.
They weren't hiding it.
There was a casting process. It was very... open.
They were looking for the person
to supplant this sitting senator or congressperson.
And she won the casting.
So that was actually out in the open.
Donald Trump is the absolute proof that the America and the whole world wants just a celebrity
in the pocket of Israel. That is for sure.
They want a celebrity. They want a celebrity that they can worship in office that has no idea what's going on, and that's just fine for the people that run the place. They love that. So he's perfect.
They need a new Israel soon. They need a new Israel soon. It is not going to work for a long time. That is, Trump is getting a second term for sure, of course. I don't know who will come then, but what you said, I mean, you were completely right about it. I mean, of course, look at the past. It's all the time 8 years, right? So
Ukraine has a comedian running their country now, allegedly.
The comedian in Italy, he ran the party against the EU, and I supported him. Yeah. Have you listened to speeches of him? He's good.
Yes, and if you let me play an audio clip that is mentioning part of what Fliegenfurt said about Barack Obama earlier on.
Okay.
The GOP is out with a new attack on the president, playing up old audio and a familiar storyline.
I actually believe in redistribution.
Which suggests redistribution of wealth.
If you've got a business, that's you didn't build that.
The tape is from 1998. Then Illinois State Senator Barack Obama urging renewed faith in government's ability to help people out of poverty.
What we're going to have to do is somehow resuscitate the notion that government action can be effective at all.
the line getting all the attention?
I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
The tape posted on the right-leaning Drudge Report in the wake of Mitt Romney's hidden camera controversy, and it popped on the campaign trail.
This idea of redistribution follows from the idea that if you have a business, you didn't build it. Someone else did that. It's the same concept.
Flashback to campaign 2008. Remember Joe the Plumber?
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
It's not that I want to punish your success. I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
Senator John McCain tried to make headway with a theme back then.
He believes in redistributing wealth, not in policies that grow our economy and create jobs.
Team Obama says...
It was tried and failed in 2008.
History has shown that, in fact, Senator McCain did not win the election, but on the economic issues of the day, I think that the vast majority of Americans agree that...
Can someone listen to that every day?
...sector that should have a small government...
Reality check? If the president...
So the clip is over.
I hope that it was okay, but it was not very interesting.
No, it was just to...
he's a communist, okay, they play whatever role they want.
That's
right?
Not the thing. What I wanted to hear is more of the different speech pattern that were evocated, but to be honest, the part where he spoke was very short to really identify his speech
for
pattern.
You, it's a bit simple, so we can look it up better and prepare it better somewhere.
It's very difficult to find the clip.
But what I heard is what Ev said. This guy is a puppet. It's so creative. It's so fake. The way he speaks, it is so fake. It is so inhuman. Inhuman, right? It's not a natural personality speaking. It's a completely scripted character.
Yeah, he was made for the role. There's no doubt. He never had a real job.
He's molded with clay, right? By the CIA, like you say. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you hear
that? I think the elite breed him. They made him. You can make any human you want. You can take any.
If this is 20 years old,
sperm and put him together.
21 years old. So he was like 30 or something.
Yeah, he was young. You know, he was perfect for the role.
I've seen him firsthand. Mini politicians and real higher level politicians. Man, it's the most horrible people. They're such a horror. I've done debating with these people, and I made my points based on logic and reason and consistency, and they on their party program, and so I beat them with their own points, right? So I learned a lot from that. But they were completely puppets, mini politicians, horrible people. Holy fuck, man! This is like kidnapped by werewolves. Go out, and come back in, please.
Yes, your microphone is broken down, obviously.
Okay, microphone is pulled a wire.
Don't speak now, please. I will mute you. I can unmute him. Oh, yeah, I can. Sort out your audio first, and I can leave the room and check with him while you guys are speaking. It's fine.
Wow. That was quite something that...
He's had the best audio the whole time, actually. His microphone was very good.
Yes, until it was not. Yes, I really enjoy speaking with him, just because he's
local.
He's close to me, but it's like he's in a different world. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's so different, man. I mean, Switzerland, it's so strange. I will unmute him. Sorry.
Is it better now?
Yes, perfect again. Fine. Thanks. Yes.
Sorry, I don't know why.
It's not your fault, so it's no sorry needed. Okay. Go on.
Okay, I was just about to say, like, the other clip, that was a different clip, where Obama talked about this guy in his neighborhood who just so happened to approach him and kind of get him on track of what he believed to be right. Like, I think at that stage in his life, he was just, like, one of the options for this role. So they had this guy planted in his surroundings to instill him with these ideas, you know, like, I don't want to say that guy was a CIA agent or anything.
There was probably like 20 of them at the same moment at some place in the US, but the thing is that they choose this particular one for a specific reason that we are not aware of, but...
Sorry. Let's go back to 9/11. 9/11 okay. was predictively programmed since 1946. That is an interpretation. You can interpret that otherwise. So it is in the same year when the alleged plane crash with the Empire State Building happened. So, yeah. But we learn from that they take a long time to prepare such a thing. It would be stupid to imagine that the president role is not prepared in such a time, right?
Exactly. They probably have future candidates being groomed right now, like dozens of them.
And this is what I call history proves itself, the boomerang effect, right? You can learn from history, and it is like a zero, or what, not never zero, but 1% possibility that the president is not planned and 9/11 is planned.
No. I don't mean that it is not planned, but I mean that there are many possible candidates in the sense.
Of course, yes.
That if, for example, this Barack Obama kid happened to have an aneurysm or to hack his end off by doing something, you know, like a boat accident or whatever.
Yes.
You need to have someone to replace him. But of course, those people are groomed, and it is clear that at this point the president will be a Democrat, and that this line will be this and this, and that surrounding event will happen to further the narrative.
Another lesson. We know, and from that point onwards, for me everything was clear, except I rehearsed what happened, but that we know that Trump is best friends with the Clintons, and he was at their wedding, right? I mean, they're good friends already. There's no fight between them or so. It's all staged. They're good friends, and they stay good friends, right? They're not... If you go to someone's wedding and then publicly you fight a bit with words, then suddenly you're not friends anymore. That it doesn't happen, right? Look at how your own friendships work. And if you're at that business level, friendships work on a different level, right? It's all business and friendship all goes in one. I see that already happening in my own life. But at that business level, at that high level, you have that, especially with Trump Towers and all that. It's all global. It's all Scheiss Ferraris getting a Ferrari for a Trump Tower and all that shit, right? And so, yeah, I don't know what to say more.
The thing is that neither her or her husband were never really attacked by the justice at no point, and supposedly claimed that he was about to lock her up in a cell if he was ever to be president and whatever. That never came to fruition, so in that sense, I'm really, really worried of people that still believe in politics or the QAnon crowd or whatever. I think that it's strange at this point to believe that one individual will try to solve the problem even.
No, I don't
think believe that one individual has the power.
No, I don't think so, because, I wouldn't be here in the end if it weren't for a farce value I met on the forum of Stefan Molyneux. And I think I was thinking about that when I heard them speaking about redistribution of wealth, motherfucking communist, it is a very good pool of people who are open to a lot of things we talk about, the people, my natural allies, the libertarians and the anarchists, and so the real anarchists, not the Antifa George Soros slaves, but the real ones. And that is, that many are out there, and we have a lot in common. And for me, the view is impossible to support government if you have researched any of this, but okay. But the other way around, that's my entry in the end. I came here from that side, and there are many more people, and Farce Ferry is a great example. This guy needs to be on much more.
Yes.
If I might pick your guys' brains, because I didn't go that far back, what's your take on the Julian Assange, WikiLeaks? What role do they play?
Good question. I'm not
I wouldn't. I've seen this. I've seen two documentaries, I think. One was literally, it was the worst thing ever, and everybody praised it. It was not Assange, but it was the other guy, Snowden. Edward Snowden. In his hotel room in, I think it was Hong Kong, and there were all kinds of journalists coming, and he was so-called refugee, but the BBC and other media could talk to him, but the so-called CIA couldn't find him or something bullshit. And it was such a, and then I that was when I was at Clues for him, and then some of these people there, they claim that Edward Snowden is a CGI person. You see him in a 4D or in 3D room, but the dynamics of 4D environment, and it's a legit video. It's not like there's some hologram or CGI shit. No. Ah, man, these people. But okay. But the message, it was so completely boring, and I didn't learn anything that I already know, and I'm, like I said, I'm not an expert in anything about the Snowden, the WikiLeaks. Yeah, that's a different thing.
Well, no, obviously, I was thinking more of the WikiLeaks about the Clinton emails, because in my mind's eye, they were fed to WikiLeaks.
But that is my point. Please, let's first talk
it's
about
just because
what it
Snowden,
is.
Yeah, go
no,
on.
Because if you don't know what it is, then every information you get from it, yeah, you have to, if you can look at the basics first, and then let's look at the information and what we can do with it. The fucking emails, it's a rabbit hole, right? It's a dead end. What? Who cares about these emails? If they're real, if they're written by these people, you can put any name on an email address, right? And
I can send someone an email from your account if I knew your email address.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is completely, right? In a rabbit hole, in a dead end. It's a trap, I would say, even. But with this WikiLeaks phenomenon and this Snowden phenomenon, yeah, that is a phenomenon. But what is it actually? Yeah, what are your ideas, guys?
It's difficult to have a definite idea on it, but it seems like it's the control release of information, and there is not many things that are that damaging about that.
Okay, so you don't know, but that is your guess. I don't know, other people talk about the other breakthroughs in this and that, so I think they released some kind of pretty shocking information, right? I mean, this 50 million documents, I don't know what, right?
Yes, but the problem...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live!
What I mean in the sense that I say controlled release is that it's like, for example, if I am a criminal organization, I will rat out the other criminal organization to the cops. I will send them the information about what they are doing. And in the end, it's not that it's a bad thing that the information itself is released. It's just that it's at one point you get to ask yourself whose game you are playing.
I'm under the impression that at least a lot of people who are working with WikiLeaks think they are fighting a radical and good fight, like they're useful idiots. In that sense, they are being fed the information that the people want them to have in many cases. The amount of actual whistleblowers is probably much lower than controlled information that they are being fed. But that's just my very low-level analysis of the situation.
Yeah, I think it's great, because it's like the low-level people in the environmental are also green-thinking people, and they they have a good heart in the end, and fight for a good cause in the end, but of course we know it's not like it's presented. But
yes, and
also what Garris said, can you repeat what you said, Garris? And then I would like to share a thought. Can you repeat?
It's like, for example, if you were to be a criminal organization, you will give the police information about the other organization.
And
one thing that is to mention also is that for the information that they supposedly get from the Bradley Manning individual, they were sharing openly.
Sorry. Who?
Bradley Manning.
Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea Manning.
I don't know.
And
change Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, it's now back. It's now back, I think. Isn't it? I don't know. I didn't follow it, but okay.
And
yeah,
you
that's,
the
that's
name
that's
of the individual at the time
that
of
thing,
the
thing,
was Bradley
that,
Manning.
That I could believe would could be in digital creation or so. I don't know, but I've never seen footage or so live
yes,
or whatever.
But that's beside
movie,
the point in the end. Because
yeah,
what I wanted to say is that those information that they possess, they share them with newspapers such as The Guardian and I think another one in Germany and one in the US or whatever. So in the end, they were allied with the mainstream
selected,
media
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
So yeah selected.
Selected
but controlled anyway. So
outlets.
My point is that they choose to align themselves in a sense with the mainstream media at that moment and that made them, at least in my opinion, pretty suspicious.
I don't know if they did it themselves, right? There's a force in the background who said, even if it's, or that was the beginning, I think. But what I think is the lesson from all of this is, if this is the criminals throwing info out, which is allowed, right? It is saying, oh yeah, I stole a pen, while you actually stole a whole gold mine in the back. So that is the lesson for me, with all this stuff, Epstein, Pizzagate, everything. In the back, it is fucking much worse. Right? That is what they're hiding with these stories. This is peanuts for them.
Tip of the
reality,
iceberg.
Yes, it's the tip of the iceberg. The reality
you,
is
Gaia,
much worse. Yeah.
It's like the criminal network that are operating in Colombia. Sometimes tip off the cops to a load of drugs just to make them happy.
Yeah, 2,000 kilos or so, something small.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
if it can be considered small.
Yeah, no, but for them, at that level, that's the thing, right?
Yes.
I mean if I,
probably,
I could give 10,000 pesos to someone.
Yes.
Right? And
that
sounds
really
like a lot of money, and it is actually 3 euros or so, right? But still.
Yes. What I would be interested in that is hearing the conversation where the guys are deciding which amount of drug is reasonable to give to the cops to make them happy and not enough financial loss. That must be an epic discussion.
There is one episode of one of App's favorite podcasts, not the Frack, but This American Life. I have to make the disclaimer that this guy and his staff are Eskimos from New York, but they have some interesting things to share. And one, we cannot play it because it's on his site, it's a podcast, but you can listen to it, and it's an undercover recording in Colombia when they go with the Cali cartel. And it's, pretty cool. And it's, interesting to hear the, men on the ground, literally. This is a very interesting perspective and very good for truth-seeking. This is the same, there was one other episode I want to mention, and that's another, what is absolutely real, in my opinion and informed opinion, let's say, and it is the Los Edes massacre. In Guatemala, in 1982, there was a complete village, Los Edes, somewhere in the jungle, in the Mayan, in the Yucatan area of Guatemala, was completely wiped out, and children were raped, and women were raped, and children were thrown in pits, and soldiers pissing over them, and it was really
yes,
like,
but,
like horrific.
You're not inclusive enough. I am sure that at one point, one maid at least was raped also.
Now, the story was, and that's the interesting thing, the story was, on this podcast, in the U.S., one of the kids survived this and was taken by one of the soldiers and then sent to the U.S. in a new family or so, adopted, it was something like that. And so he came back to Guatemala, to that village, where all his whole village was murdered. Slaughtered and abused and literally tortured and so on. So that was the podcast. That was a very interesting thing, right? And I have no doubt in believing that the military in Guatemala, completely, I don't know, drugged out or booze or whatever, and propagandized, and indoctrinated and brainwashed in the jungle, in the fucking hot jungle of the Mayan area, really killing people with Balkan-style massacre. What else? Are these people getting a new identity or so? No, these are indigenous, illiterate people, most of farming people, right? So, yeah, why wouldn't that be real, right? That's the thing.
Yes, and in the end, you don't really even don't need a Guatemalan army to do that. You can totally get like 50 people that are trained professional to do the job in half a day, probably.
Yeah, I mean, that is what they are. No, no, they use the military, and you see these military people on the, I haven't seen everything, but on television crying about what they did there and going back to their, I mean, yeah, you can say they're actors and faking that. No, it happened, and then it's out there, and it's a very small article, again, on Wikipedia, right? It's, they don't want to publish it so big because they know it's real. That is what our lesson from analyzing these Wikipedia stuff. Hey, look at the Shackleton story. 7 fucking featured articles about it. They want to share this story. It's fake as fuck. It's the fakest, stupidest story ever. I analyzed it.
It's very similar, like... go on.
Yes, the small coincidence, like the one we discovered where one political responsible in India admitted to have claimed that there was a bomb that exploded in 1993 where it was not the case. And suddenly, the day after, you get a bombing in Bombay.
Yeah.
So.
The day after.
Yeah, or the Yoko Rohingya stuff in Burma. The Rohingya stuff in Burma, like they...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they say, they did this in very few days. They did all of these killings and burnings, and every other record says the Burmese army is very inept. Like they're not efficient. They're not well trained.
Yeah, of course.
You get people
but
to do that. You always get people to do that.
In the end, you don't need the best. You don't need the Mossad. You don't need the IDF, right? That would be the best, would be the optimum. But yeah, you're a mafia organization. You have the best serial or the best contract killer. Yeah, hitman, right? But you cannot get it all the time. So if you have more people, like a Burmese army, I wouldn't fuck with the Burmese army, right? Really.
Yes.
They may be underpowered compared to other armies, but I don't fuck with them.
Yes, but it will be totally possible that they will, for example... load a C-130 with like a Sudanese soldier, and I'm really apologizing to everyone from Sudan that is listening. It's just a country that I pick, for example.
But Sudan or South Sudan? Sorry, Sudan or South Sudan?
I don't know.
Is that two different countries?
Yes, I know. But what country is the most likely to be listening right now?
Okay, yeah, you chose Sudan, so yeah.
So let's say South Sudan.
Okay.
So you load a plane with like a
foreign mercenaries. Mercenaries, right?
Yes, and in the end, it's more easy for them because they're going to fuck up a lot of people that are not from the same continent.
They have 20 different passports.
Yes, and also the fact is that if you ever were to need to massacre Sudanese, you can take the people from Burma. They can totally do the job. But it's a different country, and the emotion is
Burma,
not the same, and the coldness, you know?
If the people from Burma can build stadiums in Qatar, then why not the Qataris as mercenary in Burma? Yeah, of course.
Wait, they took the Rohingya to build a stadium? I didn't know that.
I don't know the Rohingya. They imported many people from Southeast Asia to Qatar to build these stadiums, right? That's it.
And the ones who are running from massacres are likely to take the job at the worst condition, I guess.
Yeah, but this Rohingya, is that a Muslim minority in
Hindu
Burma? Or Buddhist Burma? What is it, Hindu?
Are they Buddhist? I think they're Buddhist in Burma.
Yes, they are.
Buddhist
Myanmar, which has a completely new capital I didn't know about, but I don't know the name, it's unpronounceable. It's not Rangoon anymore, it's a different city.
A friend of Bravo, who I also know, he's a journalist, and he wrote an article about that in a Dutch newspaper, that he can publish these kind of experiences in fucking Myanmar. So there is a Muslim, yeah, of course, because there were many different religions and kingdoms there. The Begu kingdom and the, the Bengals, whatever you had there. You had Muslim minority. Especially because in all the surroundings, there is nothing, right? In southern China, Laos.
You can't tell.
Thailand, Bengal, that's the only thing, right?
That's why one would assume that it might have been outside forces doing this, because there's no way to prove it.
The people are real. The religion is real. The
deaf people are real, I think.
I don't know, but let's go first. I mean, the opposition against the government, and especially on religious grounds, makes perfect sense, right? I mean, in the end, it's like every country in the second world, and Burma is probably even third world, kind of. I don't know, I haven't been there, but it has improved a lot, so it's second world, let's say.
Their leader got a Nobel Peace Prize for being a woman, by the way.
Aung San Suu Kyi or something? Well, the same here, the guy who pissed his pants, our former president here. He got the Nobel Peace Prize for the so-called peace process, and like next day you had an attack of the farmers or whatever. But let's not go there. But in Burma, Myanmar, this Rohingya, but this is very much pushed, right? These people are invited, and she got this Nobel Peace Prize, and so isn't it very much scripted, or is it like very genuine? What do you think?
It felt to me like, after I looked into it, like, they say the military are very inept, like, they're not good at being...
Yeah, but compared to what, right? I mean, who is saying
it's just burning so many people, and, like, what they allegedly did. If that actually happened, I imagine some outside force was imported. That's my point.
I mean, again, we have the same thing, this... Please give us, pronounce the French.
What word?
What was it? What was it?
A la veuglette, which means la veuglette.
Yes. Again, here, Fliegenfürst. You are expecting that we know, and the listeners also, we are live, know what this Rohingya thing is. Please give a short... Give us a short... 1 minute, as least as possible, influenced by the most extreme bad media, but so closest source if you have any information on that. And just 1 minute, take 1 minute and explain that in that 1 minute. Go on.
Okay, I'll try. So the Rohingya were, I think there's still some there in Burma, previously Myanmar. Muslim minority that was driven to flee the country by massacres in small villages by the Burmese military, allegedly. And, what else to say?
So were there specific, big events, like big massacres or big...
Only big small, a lot of small massacres in small villages with... burned bodies that were shown on the media. And the point I was making is like, this is a very high efficiency massacre on various targets at the same time. And as far as I could research, the Burmese military are not considered very efficient or very well organized. Okay. So it's kind of shady in that respect. That was my point.
Okay, first question is, how is the terrain where these people live? It's mountainous, right?
I think the most villages live close to rivers, so the surrounding...
But the surrounding area is mountainous, right? We're talking about inland, right, in Myanmar, northern, northeastern. kind of itself,
all the villages that were shown on the media were close to rivers.
Yeah, but what were the mountains around that?
The rivers run between the mountains, so that makes sense.
Okay. So that means that it is fucking easy, even with the pretty jungle vegetation you have there, to stand on mountaintops and have sharpshooters and all that kind of stuff, and monitoring and drones and helicopters if you have the army. You can maybe be inept, and the Colombian army maybe be inept compared to the Mossad or the IDF, I would say. But that doesn't mean you cannot do that. I mean, of course, I mean, I'm not saying there's no external influence, because probably if such a thing happens, we know they operate on international level. So, yeah, of course, there will be. I know on television, there was when the Balkan Wars were happening, was a Dutch guy who was the son of a famous writer in Holland. So that's why he came on television. He literally went to Bosnia and Croatia and so to sharpshoot, to snipe. He was a private sniper, mercenary there on television, interviewed.
So, yeah, you could have the people killed by snipers and get other people to move the bodies and burn them and burn the village.
Like, I mean, if they are, it's sad to say, but getting rid of dead cows and dead sheep because of epidemics, or is it people because of burning villages and slaughtering and raping and right? There's so many examples of this in history, and they, like you say, if it's all small events, then probably it's real. If it's one big event like 9/11, then probably it's fake. I mean, on a general level, let's say, right? First categorization, and then you refine that after that.
Yes, also an inept army could still do the same mission on multiple targets on the same day, mm-hmm. So that's no proof.
And, I mean, they are trained in that environment. I know there are documentaries and shows on television here, and my wife likes these kind of things. She also works with military people from Colombia, and they train in these environments, and that's harsh, man.
If you like this audio and want to support this site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the
PayPal. Send money.
You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
PayPal, are you crazy? Why would you voluntarily use PayPal? Sorry, then you haven't understood what we're talking about here. Sorry, I'm saying. What? Why would you support Elon Musk?
It's convenience, man.
Cash up, whatever.
Sorry?
Like, cryptocurrency is better.
Yeah,
when we establish our own project, we should totally take
it. Gareth, you know what I'm talking about, because I wanted to say this on air. I will not reveal too much, but they have a cryptocurrency in Colombia, or not in Colombia, in the world. What they do is, this cryptocurrency is literally, there is no petrodollar, right? You have to understand there is no petrodollar. Okay. But there is this cryptocurrency, which is a petrodollar. It is based on a very good concept, and hopefully I will start working with that. And that is turning plastic into something where it comes from, and it is oil, crude oil. So you can do whatever you want with it again. You can make plastic again if you want, or you can use it to refine for anything we use crude oil for. So in the end, we have now a situation, and actually that may be the petrodollar, but it's too small to be serious yet to compete with oil, because of course oil majority is used for burning it, which is stupid. Ask Ab about that. But that is a cryptocurrency that exists. So
it is based on how much plastic is burnt, pyrolysis, to oil. And they have in the world various plants that do that. And probably here in Colombia that will happen too. So that's very interesting. That I found out in the last days. There is a real petrodollar cryptocurrency.
Needs to be investigated.
Yeah. Right? That is great. That is, and it's, if this, I mean, it works on the basis of it's all non-governmental, right? It's all private organizations who see and recognize that everywhere in the world we have a big plastic problem. That's the problem. There is talk about the oceans, but it is in general a plastic problem, right? And that is what we can solve. And if you can turn it into oil, it's a no-brainer because it comes from oil. Plastic comes from oil, and we just turn it into oil again. Ah, great, right?
It's a great concept, and the rate of conversion that you mentioned is interesting.
It's 65%. It's amazing. That's more than you get out of an oil field. A typical oil field, 40% is normal. If you're lucky, 50%, you get the oil, what is stored in the oil, in the reservoir, in the sandstone or in the limestone or whatever, rock. And with limestones, fractured limestones, 20%. In basalts, you have in Brazil, in the offshore, you have fields in fractured basalt, and it's like 8 or 10% you only get out of it because it's not connected to the pore spaces. So 65% conversion is amazing.
Well, it's better than the yield of power plants, which is usually around 30%.
Coal or what power plant?
I think even nuclear is only 33%.
There's no nuclear. Sorry.
The stuff I learned about nuclear says 33%. Coal is also 30%.
Okay. Yeah.
I think coal is real. Like.
Yeah, of course, coal is real. Yeah.
Let's not get to that part. That's 30% yield.
Okay.
Let's focus on the 30% yield.
Okay. If anyone doubts coal is real, okay, you can go to any place, but go to Western Germany where you have the brown coal fields, where you have the biggest driving vehicle things on wheels on Earth.
Don't you mean Eastern Earth? I thought the Eastern Germans were the biggest on brown coal in Germany.
But they probably have it too, but I've been to the Western part, and you stand there on a hilltop, and you see the excavation, and you see these machines, and they are literally as big as a building I'm watching.
They're plowing through the earth.
They literally look like tiny, miniature Lego things. You cannot describe this. You have to experience this. You have to stand there and see this. Really. And then nobody would say, coal is fake. What the fuck? No. But the thing is, nuclear, what is the explanation which makes the most sense, the source of this comes, and that's very important, from an engineer who worked in a so-called nuclear plant. So he has inside knowledge. And what happens probably is that excess energy from other production, real production, is stored in so-called nuclear power plants. And they reuse that energy and then claim that it is produced by nuclear.
Do you have any information about how it will be stored? That will be most interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you are, I can share links. Because this guy was on the forum I am at, Truthzone, and I talked with him, and I talked also a lot with him about space travel, and so he helped me in understanding more, and I helped him in also. He's one of the few people who had the same view of no space travel whatsoever, and that was very rare to find. And he left the forum, but he talked about the new coast because that's his baby and so. And he worked in a power plant in Canada, but I don't know which one and where. But alleged power plant, nuclear power plant. And the thing is, I have been in Pripyat, right? I've shared my photos, of Pripyat, of Chernobyl. I've seen it. I've been there. So,
point.
Then I believed it was real. And we had a Geiger counter, and it was radiation. I mean, radiation is real, of course. But now I have to acknowledge that all the nuclear things must be fake, because it's the basic physics, the chain reaction thing, that is that I don't believe in. I don't believe that it
it's,
is possible.
I know a lot about the supposed nuclear power plants, and it all makes sense in the model that was taught to me. So I won't argue that, because as far as I was educated, it makes sense. But then again, fantasy novels where they explain how dragons are real also makes sense. So that's not proof. That's just something I learned.
If I can ask then, you have the same knowledge as me and probably Gareth not, but that's nothing personal, Gareth, you know. Secondary school education on nuclear things, right? You have that the same thing as me.
Yeah, I looked up a bunch more, but it's all based on the premise of what I learned in school, yeah.
Okay, then we are at the same level. Yeah.
It's just how refined nuclear material... It makes sense, but that doesn't prove anything.
How do you know the model makes sense? Because that is...
It is self-explanatory with the rules it sets.
Sorry. I am a modeler, and a model is never self-explanatory.
I might have misspoken.
Sorry. That is circular reasoning. You see what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
With the information I was giving,
it makes sense. That's circular reasoning.
That is the problem. You cannot say that then. Circular reasoning cannot make sense. You have to separate these things. It cannot make sense. So you have to use a different word.
What's the word? I'm just trying to figure out the word. Like,
yeah, great.
Given the things I was taught, it works.
How do you test those?
Not at all. Like, if you want to test
then
that...
Then we're there.
Like, that's the thing about nuclear. You cannot test it. If you believe in it and you test it, you're going to be radiated. You're going to die of cancer.
There's a lot of assumptions you make here, man. Wait a minute.
No, I'm saying if that is true, what they told me,
Don't go step by step, because otherwise you don't get to the truth. If you step too fast, really, take your time. There's no hurry.
If radioactive exposure causes you to die...
Radioactivity is real. You can test it yourself in the field. It's real.
And if I do a test... to prove that nuclear energy works, if it works, I will get poisoning.
Wait.
Uranium, you know, if I get some uranium
wait a minute. Now you're not making sense anymore. Listen to yourself. You are saying that someone working at a nuclear power plant is somehow under the danger of radiation. No, right?
No, if I want to test it for myself.
Okay, no, you can test
it. If I want to experiment myself.
Hey,
come on! I'm gonna let you speak.
Time. I gave you the time.
Go on.
You managed to get a job, whatever it could be, a cleaner or whatever, in a so-called nuclear power plant. Yeah, let's say that is what your test. That is a test. Then you're not exposed dying from radiation. Yeah, you can climb in the so-called tank with water where the uranium things are. Or so, whatever.
See if you die.
Yeah, but that is not what I... first things first, it will be hard enough. We're talking about the Library of the Vatican.
Guys, I have to leave you now. It's time for me to go to sleep. But it was nice talking with you.
Have a good time, Benoit.
Bye.
Good time.
It was nice talking to you.
No, but you see what I mean. I mean, you can... Don't go into the impossible. You can... test it for yourself, like that. And that's the thing. This guy, I cannot vouch for his experience, right? But if he shares that, and he seems like a truthful guy, I have interacted with him, I have written personal messages. I do that with, I think, our
honest, and you know me, right? I invite people in, I'm very open, and so, critical. That's the thing. So if I smell a rat, I don't smell a rat with you or anything. I mean, I know your position. You're waking up. You're very early in your development. And
I know like 10% about some topics.
Yeah, and then
I want to talk about them. It's cool.
Great. And that's cool. I love it. You like to explore and learn, and you're not afraid to make mistakes and so. But the thing, one thing I notice now as well, if App is speaking, you have to shut up, because we have to respect it's his side, and he has connection problems. So if he can speak, also I'm saying it to myself when I play music. That's why I stopped it, because App is on, so App needs to speak, right? That is important.
Sure, sure.
Recognizing anxiety and so on. Right? That's what I said. I mean, I criticize App for a lot of things, but I also have a lot of good things to say about him. And both things should be able to... There's no limit to free speech, right? You can say
also, you can say a lot about me, but you can't say I'm disrespectful. If anything, maybe I talk out of turn.
At some moment, and when you're really trying to go over App, then it's like, recognize who is App, right? That is the thing. Or when you...
I'm not into hierarchy.
Teachers, right? You explain me about teachers, man. I am a teacher, right? I come from a family of teachers. I know how schools work, right? And all kinds of things. So, but you don't know that, but then I have to step in, because otherwise you keep on going on, and then it's not respectful, right? I mean, if I would explain how Swiss German life culture is and correct you on things, you didn't really correct me, but you know what I mean? It would be stupid as well.
Let's not fret about the past, man.
No, but it's just the learning points, and that's what we're talking about. 18 years later, what have you learned? I think that's what the main point is. I mean, it's not about 9/11. 9/11, well, it matters a lot, but in the end, it doesn't matter. It's an event. It's a history, right? But the time, and of course, the learning from it, you use it in other, you recognize the same, I mean, kryptonite passports and so, right? And in so many other things. But yeah, the learning curve, that is the interesting part in the end, right? I mean, 9/11.
It's about a journey.
Yes, right? It's a dead horse. Yes,
the journey. But interesting things to pick up on the way. And I think you know a lot more about most things in the conspiracy realm, but...
We can have a cool
conversation if we just let each other speak, and I'll try to be more respectful, because sometimes I might get over my head and want to say something. You're probably the same. This is cool, man.
No, it is. Now, but what you say, no, it's not right. About a lot of conspiracies, I know very little, actually. I have my own areas where I know quite a bit about, because I've looked into it. But I was just talking with Dalit before we were live here. You don't know him. But I said, I know nothing about Orlando or so, because I didn't look into it. It happened at the moment. I wasn't doing anything online. But I know a lot about Las Vegas, because I was there from the beginning. Literally, I looked up this guy. This name was released. F5, literally, right? On the BBC site, and his name was there. I looked up on Google, and there was not a single photo of him under his name. And then the first photos came in, and it was all the stage thing. So he didn't have an existence beforehand, and I saw that got his existence online. So that is interesting, and that's why I also watched a lot of videos on that. Yeah, because now I'm at a level I'm not interested in any of these bullshit stories, but I went through a phase, and I cannot blame anyone else who is going through that phase, because I've been there too. Right, in completely following all the news media and analyzing photos and right all this stuff, it's fun for a while, but I'm over that phase. That's my, and I want to share how is that growth for me, and for me, literally in the last 12 weeks since I stopped drinking alcohol, actually, I have learned so much more and grown more than in all the years before, I would say.
Yeah, but let's get back to your acquaintance in the atomic plant, because what's the alternative?
No, sorry. Yeah, okay, you say acquaintance, it's good. Yeah, no, it's a guy I know from a forum. Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know him personally.
I think acquaintance is the right term.
Yeah, it is, but acquaintance can also mean a kenneth in Dutch, like a friend from a friend or so, you know, and you have met, like a real life person.
Yeah, person and you have contact with. That,
in the online, offline world we live in right now, it has become a bit of a different thing, right?
Your online acquaintance than I guess.
Yeah, great. No, but it's important to, that's why I keep asking also, where do you get your information from? What's your source? That needs to be your first question. Because I've seen so many of these things repeating. The abiogenic oil theory. I mean, if you can make plastic from oil and then oil from plastic, okay, that is a biogenic process, and nobody has ever made oil from a granite or so, what they claim. So if you you can do abiogenesis, you can do the experiment and show it to us that it works. Nobody has done that. So everybody repeats it.
It sounds like if you have a bacteria that can take in radiation from uranium and turn it into a isotope again. Like, maybe that kind of organism exists. You always need some kind of, there's always energy loss, you know, as far as physics claims it to be.
The law of thermodynamics says there is no energy loss, right? Energy is only converted into something else.
Yeah, but it moves out of the system.
That depends. If you have a close...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Cody from Memphis. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
No, I mean, if there's a reaction between atoms, and electrons leave the atoms that are reacting with one another. Electrons are energy loss.
Wait a minute. How do we know these experiments can happen? I mean,
unless we can reproduce them ourselves.
I mean, I cannot reproduce childbirth, and I know it's real. So it's maybe not a, right.
It's who do we trust?
That is mainstream programming. That is mainstream programming. They have installed that in your head that there's a burden of proof. Wait a minute. No, there are narratives that can be analyzed. Let's approach it from a different side than burden of proof speech. There is logical burden of proof, but you can phrase that differently, and I would like to avoid using this term because that is introduced by the mainstream system.
Yeah, it's just particle physics, like what CERN supposedly does.
Wait, particle physics is what is real physics and what is theoretical physics? Do you know about Orgasanum? What is it? Orgasanum, I think. I will look it up. Do you know about that? Do you know what it is?
I'm not sure. I think not. I don't. The way you say that, it doesn't ring a bell.
It is very funny. It is very funny. This is something I wanted to share in the chat anyway, so it comes out perfectly. Orgasanum is is an element that actually doesn't exist. The English Wikipedia article is featured, but the Dutch Wikipedia article is very short. And in the Dutch Wikipedia article, it says that this element, this is the highest numbered element, 118, and they say it is a gas, like the honor gas, with noble gas. So in the same range as helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon,
of course, yes,
radon, right? So and that is unique because for all these numbers, the last column of the periodic
manufactured, like they create those elements in a laboratory.
Yes, exactly. I think we talk about that in a sec because, because Gareth shared a video of a guy claiming that it was no problem, nuclear material, as long as you didn't put it underwater or so. As long as you kept it dry, you could hug it, no problem, whatever.
Like gremlins.
But this guy said, exactly, like gremlins, good point, yeah. Like, what he said was that there was naturally occurring polonium, and I was like, wait a minute, I remember from school. And not even my geology. I mean, like, literally, your same physics level that polonium is created in a laboratory. That's not a naturally occurring element. That's so high, doesn't exist. And the Wikipedia says it was created in 1942 in a laboratory by shooting electrons at uranium. They have made metal structures of it, so it's stable enough and it can exist. So, I take that for, I would say, I believe that you can make new elements. But this element, 118, that's a different thing. Because in the Dutch Wikipedia, it says, in 1999, a team of researchers at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California shot atoms of lead-208 with a high energetic krypton 86 ions to create organosum. After an analysis, watch this. After analysis, there seemed to be three atoms of element 118 with atom mass, if you know a bit of chemistry, atom mass 294 and a half-life, watch this, a half-life of less than a millisecond.
That's very
three atoms with a half-life.
They were gone after a few milliseconds. Okay, I'm going to leave that.
Having a real scientific experiment would never, ever... I mean, a real peer-reviewed journal would never, ever allow such a thing to be published. Nature and science... It's basically the worst of the worst scientism you can imagine.
I have a video Sasquatch, but you start recording on.
Great analogy. Yeah, perfect.
We're going to just have to take your word for it.
Exactly. In 2001, the team, retreated their claims after other laboratories couldn't replicate their results by using the same technique. After a new analysis of the original data, the element 118 was proven not to have been produced. In Dutch, it is called probably a guess, and on the English Wikipedia, there are far more that they hide this behind this all this bullshit text.
And more generous.
They say it's an unknown chemical properties, was expected to be a noble gas, now predicted to be metallic-looking reactive solid and either a semiconductor, possibly a metalloid, or a post-transition metal. Holy fuck. They can predict that for
like
something that exists the half-life is even less than melting point, predicted melting point is 50 degrees centigrade. Predicted melting point. Okay? And this is named, the thing is, it was already predicted in 1895. If you predict and you draw the periodic system, then I can predict whatever I want as well, right?
You can just do the math and say, an element like this might exist.
Yeah,
but then millions of elements might exist.
Yeah, and this is how they do it. And I don't know if these 117 and 116 and 100 blah, 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 right? If they really exist, because then we completely rely on people who claim that something exists which actually didn't exist, not even three atoms for fucking less than a millisecond.
That really reminds me of a friend of mine who was a mathematician.
Uh-huh.
He wrote an algorithm for a quantum computer.
Oh, wow.
As a master thesis.
Oh, then he is quite up there with the mathematic geniuses, yes.
He's very smart, but I started asking him about it, like, okay, does this quantum computer exist? He said, no.
But
could it exist? Okay,
it's theoretical, or so. What?
Yeah, and then I said, like, how did you write an algorithm for it? And he said, oh, I assumed this.
Yeah, of course, you
computer?
Yeah.
And then I said, how did you prove that your algorithm works? And he said, the proof is in my thesis. Like, I created the proof while I was writing the algorithm.
It's
very cool. It's very complicated.
It's just part of a machine of code, right? And he writes a certain amount of code, and that is based on other code, and if that code is real, then his code works, right? That's how it works.
Yes, but after like 1 hour, he had to agree that this makes no sense, like what he did.
Sorry, I've never heard that quantum computers don't exist. Is this something new? What?
Oh, they exist. They can just do like very little. Like it's they
so
are
mini quantum. So like mini quantum. What's what is a quantum computer supposed to be first?
Yeah, it's supposed to have a quantum state byte or bit that can have more than two states, and it's very hard to put. It's
solid,
very
liquid. Sorry, what kind of states?
The one he was working with should have had like five states.
What states? What are states? What do you mean by states?
He couldn't. Like, it was not one, not zero, but another
state. I understand
the
number, but what state? What do you mean by state?
Like a normal computer just has a one or a zero. And a quantum computer is supposed to have more than that, at least three states.
So
like
it's not binary
one.
Like a normal computer, but it's like, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. Okay.
And then he tried to explain, and I said, how does it work? And he said, it doesn't exist. Okay, so how does the math work? And he said, it presupposes that this could exist, and if it existed, it could do this. And
okay,
I was like, impressive.
Sorry, go back. Sorry, you said quantum computers exist, but this one not, then. But
yes.
So the sequence of zeros and ones can be more than that, and that exists, but how is that related? So it can exist, then. It's not pure theoretical. What is the status?
Yes and no. Like, the one...
There's no yes and no, if it did.
The ones, the stuff they do with the ones that exist is like, can we do 2 plus 3 is 5 faster than in a normal computer? Like, that's the state we are at right now. It's like religion, you know? Like, they think that we're going to go get to that point.
Are you an IT here?
Yes, computer scientist.
Okay, cool. Yeah, nice. So you're at least an expert on what you're talking about. That's good. So I learned a lot. But
I'm just an expert on what we can do. Like what he said, we could do. I thought we might be able to do this in the future. Okay, argument.
Would we expect that the military-industrial complex is working with Windows 10 and with crappy Discords, right? No. We know that they have way more advanced technology because they need that to be ahead of us, right? In the end, all the technology comes from them because the internet was started by the military, the so-called satellites was started by the military, GPS was started by the military, Apple, Microsoft, IBM, other big companies were all in the military-industrial complex for ages, right? So, yeah, that is the background we know.
But to be fair, the guy who came up with the World Wide Web was just some random guy at the ETH.
Yeah, he died, right? Recently he died.
Oh, did he die? Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I think it was like last year or so. And I think, yeah, he was like, he sounded like legit. Yeah, okay, but that is that guy of the World Wide Web. But the DARPA military side, it was before or so, right? I mean, it's a different thing.
Yes. He was just building his stuff on their backs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in the end, he didn't invent it himself, right? That's ridiculous. So, I think Steve Jobs also was an actor in many senses, but still a real personality and a real... You look at the company and Apple and how it developed in terms of market and so, and when he was gone, then, it just went to pieces.
Tim Cook is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Apple so much, but... Yeah, we know how these things are from that. And we can use that knowledge in other things. And not necessarily, but... Yeah, I just found this very interesting. This is like Clown World, right? Ogar Neshun, it doesn't exist. And it's still there now already on the...
We're pretending like it's real, like, some scientists told us. But I'm really sorry that my cat's been bothering for like 3 minutes. Can you play something? I'm just going to be a minute.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to be back.
Just give me a sec. I will look for something then.
He didn't start to hurt me, so. But
you have an aggressive cat that is not...
No, he just doesn't like me ignoring him for four minutes.
He's a nice cat. Okay, that's good. I will, in the meantime, play a classic.
I think he's just really hungry.
Oh, yeah, that is... No, you have to feed him. Feed him salmon. He likes it. It's a bit expensive, but it's nice. And it gets lovely.
Yeah, I have fish-based cat food. I think there's fish in it, but I will never know.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay.
Be right back, man. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these fucking people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the fucking planet? I'm getting tired of that shit. I'm tired of fucking Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a shit about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are fucked. Difference. The planet is fine.
compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000, maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your shit, folks. We're going away.
That is a very good clip.
It is until there, because both Carlin and Hicks have promoted the space hoax, although... With Carlin, the clip, we played it before in the chat, he was on a show, a kids show, and he literally, clearly outright said it was fake, the moon landings. Somewhere in the 80s, I think. It was a very good quick clip. App has it on his website somewhere.
I'm never sure about Carlin. Like, in the late 90s, he did some stuff that was very bad. Like, still what funny, was? But bad.
You're listening to another hour of
Fakeologist. Another hour already?
On Fakeologist.com.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
We were just talking about the moon. Okay, cool. What's bad?
Well, he went on the full feminist agenda in the late 90s.
Oh, shit, I didn't know this. Oh,
like, I never saw it coming. Like, I only saw the stuff that was very good. And then he did, like, a two-piece comedy show where he just pandered to the feminists, and I was like,
What was he? Wait a minute. Was he pro or anti-feminist?
Pro-feminist, that was the weird thing. Like, I imagined him to be critical, and that's the only bad thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, good to mention. Yeah. Notice, okay. Yeah, I have my personal history with it, of course. I was raised by a feminist, and I cannot recommend that to anyone. Especially not this one, but okay. But the thing is, the character from the phenomenon, right? It is the phenomenon of
the
feminism,
movie.
Which is extremely anti-women, right? That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Women know their own way of getting where they want, because women and men, we have done that since the beginning. So, women know perfectly how to get where they want, and they use their sexuality in that process. That is a natural way. That is how you get the mammoth bone with meat, right? You sell your sexuality.
Yes.
That is how it's completely natural.
Yes,
I want to talk about this because this is very important. In Australia, they are going to have an UFC fight in Melbourne, and the mayor of Melbourne has said that the sexy girls are not allowed. Because,
oh, no.
We live in modern times and it is not allowed, because we already don't allow that at other events, so already two stupid reasons, that means we don't allow it with the UFC fight. And this woman is for a change, not a monster, right? Normally they're like the ugliest, fattest bitches, but this is a normal, relatively attractive woman. So she has used her sexuality to get where she is, from Papua New Guinea, where she was born, to Melbourne, where she is now the major. So
she can use her femininity and sexuality, but a lady who is standing there with her boobs, that is not allowed?
Yes. I only realized that because I sometimes watch darts, you know?
Yeah,
they used to have these sexy ladies that the dart player had two sexy ladies that walked in with him.
Yes.
And now there are no sexy ladies anymore, and then I looked into
anywhere?
Them. They do that.
That was in Melbourne.
In Ireland, like the Irish League.
Okay.
I don't know if there are no sexy ladies in any country anymore, but the Irish League, they don't have sexy ladies anymore.
Yeah,
and they got a good mark, they got good money.
Ireland is another very cucked country, like Sweden, right? And also Switzerland and Holland, same thing, but...
basically the whole of Western countries, except for the southern part of America, where they still have sexy ladies everywhere.
Yeah.
Like the weather
girls. It is still, but the thing is, the market is too big, right? I mean, sexiness and beauty is Colombia. That's part of the culture, and it is not, they're not going to...
I think it's cool.
Right? All this feminism bullshit. It is there to a certain extent. But women here, I mean, in Colombia, there were many more women in the government than in Holland, for instance. And
we
women
have a different mindset.
Women as well in the workforce here is amazing. It's way bigger than in Switzerland and Holland.
I don't know how it works around there. Like, I just realized when I saw that the sexy girls on darts were gone, I looked into it, and they also got rid of them on Formula One racing, which
that.
I never watched that.
And motor racing as well, right?
Yes,
where are they
think it's
then?
Sexist. And therefore, these women were doing what they wanted to do.
We have two sexes, and both sexes have certain interest in each other's bodies. They are completely open male upper body muscular body competition and all that.
They don't get rid of that.
Nobody complains about that, right?
Yes.
Oh, is it taking advantage of males? No, males look good and they want to do that, and why not? I mean, nobody is forcing these females there at these UFC events to show their body and whatever. No, I mean, it's their choice in life.
Personal choice.
They do that, They're not hurting anyone. You're hurting people by taking away what they want to look at. It will be like us taking away paintings in our house because we think she shouldn't look at that.
Yes. Like, come on, like... If they were consequential about it, like, okay, we get rid of all these male models with the pecs, like they're built like
bodybuilders.
Yeah, but they don't do that. It's just like, it's objectifying women. We can't do that. Like, these women chose that job freely. Nobody forced them.
I mean, there is nobody in the world. Apart from maybe someone who has been growing up in some goat herding village in Saudi Arabia, that thinks that if a woman is dressed sexy, that is an excuse to rape her or so, right? I mean, that idea is so completely bullshit, and they have ingrained it in our minds with these serial killer stories of the 70s and 80s.
I don't know when our modern culture started. Like, I know guys born in 1981, and they don't think that a sexy lady in a sexy dress means anything but, that's nice to look at. Like, in my culture, it's completely normal that women can walk around in any dress and even take money for being dressed sexily, and it's okay. We don't think it's okay to rape them. Nobody does.
No, and that's just the thing. That has never been okay, right? And that risk always exists, and that doesn't depend on how someone is dressed. So that is bullshit. It is all to get us away as far as possible from our natural choices. Because it is a very... Especially, imagine you're a stupid woman, but you still have looks. What are you going to do in life, right? I mean,
no,
are you going
nothing,
in the supermarket behind the fucking cashier doing some brain-dead job? Or you show your body, and people like that, and you interact with people, you have a fucking cool life, you go traveling to all these places, you see the races, and whatever, right? Who the fuck are you to decide that that lady should work behind the cashier in some dumb supermarket, right?
Yes, like, I've never had, like, I always thought it was a bit unfair, but I always thought like
that. What is unfair?
Like, you can't do that as a male the same way as a woman can, but I've never had a problem with that.
Like the martyr, right? We can raise that like the martyr. So we have
it's good for them. Just let them do it, you know?
Yeah, it's the motivation for us to become better, so we can do that too. And for women, yeah, there is a competition in beauty. But beauty and beautiness and so, okay, it may be, and especially with children, that's completely, of course, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Makeup for 4-year-olds and the
like, when they push like 15-year-olds that are hot women or girls.
No, actually.
No. Don't do that.
But those
women.
I mean, let's go back to nature, right? Gaia laws. Natural, the most beautiful princess of the Muisca got the most powerful guy here. And here, that was not an empire, you know, I've talked about it so much. So that is how it works. It's natural, completely natural. And there's no, and that is what they want to destroy. That is the whole clown world, right? The agenda is to destroy the natural tendencies of mankind.
The natural order, really, like...
Yeah, the natural laws. I mean, literally, they invent magic, planes morphing into buildings. That's the lesson of 9/11 for me, that they can just tell complete impossible physics as reality.
We have to agree to that if you want to be part of the common society, or else you're going to be called a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist.
No planes theory. What? No plane theory? No, sorry. Your planes theory doesn't work according to the physical law. So that is the situation here. There's no planes theory. Right?
I think in a few years it's not going to even be a thing. Like people won't be talking about it. Right now it's like, oh, Jap fuel camp, man, steel beams, like, okay, that's a meme right now.
But of course.
Nobody bothered to explain to me how it works. Like, how do you get a controlled explosion out of a plane flying into a building? Like, nobody explained how that happened.
Hey, but look, okay, let's please step away from 9/11, please.
Yes, of course.
Look at here what happens. Does anyone explain the Khazar theory and where that comes from? And it's completely there on fucking one-page Wikipedia, right? It's nothing that I went through books or so. No, it's completely out there in the open. That's why I say there is no conspiracy. It is all out there. You just have to connect the dots, and that's it. It's not, there is no conspiracy in the end. Of course, there are conspiratorial things in the background that we don't know about, but most of it is just out there. And you saw it, and it's great. You had the same aha, ladies, and said, it's all out there, right? You said it tonight. What I want to say is, I lost it.
We were on the girls on sports.
No, after that, I mean, that it's all out there. Please help me.
Can't remember what was after that. Like, it's all out there. Darn, my bad short-term memory.
Yeah, it's, for me, it's there's so much information. Things from the past come out because I'm trying to get income and a job, and so, and I'm now working on things at the same time.
Yeah, but they're trying to get rid of the whole gender stuff, and they're trying to get rid of everything that worked.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, transhumanism, there is no... the future, no, it already exists. We have to recognize that. Because what is transhumanism? Already, actually, sending your child to a school is transhumanism. Because you transcend from the normal, natural, the natural, humane way of educating your children, which was the case until the late 19th century, when the Jews in the German Reich invented public education. Right.
So,
it was,
yeah.
It was this, the communists and the Nazis that said, we have to take your children away from you and educate them for the party.
Yeah, and that is the thing. They used it. I want to talk about that earlier, but as well, I will... is that they learned from these experiments, the Marxism and fascism experiments, right? They were experimenting with these ideas and the how that worked into the society. And that is what I think. Most of these medical experiments were real. People were really, against their will, experimented on. And later they took their knowledge with Operation Paperclip. And that is standard. It's not only everybody talks about that, but it's standard, right? That they get to other countries and use that illegally or very immorally acquired data for their own models and things.
Right? I don't know if you what's the term? There was a piece in the 60s about manipulating the mind.
Uh-huh.
It was used by many cults. What was the name of that? I read a book about it. It was very good. Cults.
Yeah, that's cool because you're also into cults, like Garrus, and also I have my own interest in that. Yeah, cool.
I can't think of the word. Oh, shit. Like, you know the Moon Sect in
the Moon Sect in Asian countries. That is a bit generic, but...
I'm trying to... Like, I read this when I was 17.
What I remember, of course, the 90s, the one in Japan, the sects with the metro, and the one in Switzerland with the sun, the Holy Order of the Sun, right?
Yeah. There was, like, this neuro-linguistic programming. Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
That stuff was like research in the 70s, like 1967 or something, and they put it on the index like the banned books in 1969 in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
And it was so constant.
No. Is there an index in Switzerland?
Yes, we have a list of banned books.
No. What the fuck?
Yeah, we have. Maybe we changed it in the meantime, but back then they were just banned books.
Do you know more examples of banned books in Switzerland? Mein Kampf was the band, or not?
What? Come again?
Mein Kampf.
No. I think you can buy that. But okay. That's only for historic purposes, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and nobody can check for what purpose you buy a book, of course. Right? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but neuro-linguistic programming, that stuff is banned like 4 years after it was released.
Underneath your wobbling table, mister.
There's a very good book about cults by a cult watch place in Berlin. Called psycho sects, like psycho cults.
Share any information.
I'm gonna look up. I think it's still on Amazon. Amazon.
You talk about a lot of information, which and then it is very nice that people can see a background and read things, and because, like we talked about, there's so many things we assume other people know, but actually. Other people don't know it. I know very little. You see how little I know about things when we talk. I know a lot about the things I talk about, but I know little about things people.
I'm going to post a link to the German version. I hope you can extrapolate. I hope it was translated.
I have my own bot. I can translate it, but psychologist.com. In the meantime, I'm preparing a soup. Fine.
What?
In the meantime, I'm preparing a nice soup. I like soup.
Ah, that's very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope there's all the language versions. Like, you can just see the German version.
I mean,
I can read German.
I can read German, no problem. There's no problem.
Very thick book.
I'm not reading these thick books. There's no way. But then the thing is, find the page number and the quote, and then this is how I do it with Wikipedia. If you are interested in more, you can click the link and find the book. It is the best way of image sharing, that's how Wikipedia works in the end as well, and that is how we should share information and have it,
yes, like, it should be
an academic standard, to the best of our abilities at least, right? We cannot be, I talked about it last time, did you look at it? The IHR?
I think so.
Yeah, Inconvenient History, sorry, that is the website you have to... inconvenienthistory.com.
You posted a link, and I think I opened it, and I didn't read
it
too much.
It is the very best website on the Holocaust story, no doubt.
Can you post it again, because Windows posted an update on me. I'm not sure if I opened it.
It is very easy. It is inconvenienthistory.com. Easier.
Okay, inconvenienthistory.com. Thank you.
Yeah, so, and they have mostly pieces about the Second World War, but not only. Also about other things. And what they also have done is they have exposed the famous, infamous David Irving as a liar, because he promotes that maybe he did something on Auschwitz, but the other camps, the Reinhardt camps, no, they're all real. Yeah, wait a minute, that's one third of the Holocaust. So he is a sellout. He's like, what we now know, two guys who we thought were on our side but are now complete sellouts are Max Eigen and Jan Irvin. You should be ashamed of yourselves for your immorality and shut the fuck up and do something else with your life.
Oh, really. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
These people, you lure people in and then you sell them out the mainstream narrative. You should be ashamed.
On a completely different note, did you watch the Count Dankula, what's this, Alex Jones interview?
No, I don't watch Alex Jones.
It was kind of weird because, like, Count Dankula, you know the guy?
No.
Oh.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dreams,
I have a plan. It was so weird because
Sparring was a part. Alex Jones? Alex?
Yeah, he interviewed... Yeah, Alex Jones interviewed Sargon of Akkad and Count Dankula.
Who are those people?
Sargon of Akkad is a very famous YouTuber that got famous during Gamergate. You know, that whole...
Gamergate?
It was like basically people like Zoe Quinn, Anita Sarkeesian, forced
I don't know any of these names of people. But
okay, to make it most easy to digest, they were saying video games were sexist.
Huh?
Like,
what?
Oh,
was
they
that
have
a thing?
Yes,
thing?
It was a thing in 2014.
Huh? Like, I was gaming, I was following internet. Was it in Switzerland?
No, it was all around the world.
Okay, maybe. Then in
I only learned about
you
it
know
in 2000.
More about my culture than I do. That's good. That's
I learned about it 2 years after it happened, basically.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that big. Like, the feminists made it like it was a huge thing, and the anti-feminists made it like it was a huge thing, and I only learned about it from the anti-feminists, because...
Oh, is that also related to when this stupid feminist copy, the men going their own way, started?
Come again? The what
you,
happened?
You know, the men going their own way movement.
Oh, MGTOW. MGTOW was
That is the mirror of feminism, right? It's feminism for men. It's men.
It's, right? I think MGTOW started a bit earlier, like it was just founded by men who had divorces that were bad for them, you know, like they
the
had
the divorce or the woman, the relation.
The origins of MGTOW, I think, go back to men who had very bad divorce deals, where they have given away half of what they had.
Yes.
And they had to pay a lot of money.
Yes, the law is so horrible. These pieces of paper are unfortunately real in those cases where men are stripped from their belongings. Yes, that's
actually, it's the first time. First time I heard about the men's movement was even earlier than that, like 2011.
Okay. But we were going a bit off topic because you were talking about something else.
Gamergate was, I think, 2014, when feminists said video games
have to stop being
sexist.
Next, please.
And this is where Sargon of a God got famous, because he was like this anti-feminist.
Okay.
And the thing I was actually talking about was like they were both at the ICMI, the International Conference for Men's Rights.
Who is this other guy? Count Dankula?
Count Dankula. He's famous because when his girlfriend was on vacation, she left her dog a pug, like this tiny bulldog-looking dog with him, and he said, I'm going to make a video where I teach this dog
I'm going to turn into a Nazi. I know with a couple of words what you're talking about. So, okay, this guy, is he now big because of that stupid movie? That's it? Or what?
He's big because he got attacked for making that YouTube video.
Well, okay, he's not big at all, but okay,
he's not that big.
People talking about it, but yeah, of course, I can understand that.
Like the other guy is talking about the car. He's like a million subscribers.
He was feeding the ADL nicely. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I don't think he was aware of what he was doing. He just thought it was like funny.
Having looked into conclusions about that, but yeah, okay. I see. But these people were talking to Alex Jones, but what about it? Is this interesting in any shape, way, or form?
No, my point was just like they were at the ICMI, like the International Conference for Men's Issues. So they were in America.
Wait a minute.
You don't know about the ICMI?
How the fuck should I know about this?
It's probably pretty fringe. It's just men's rights.
So how could I know about it? I mean, you're...
No. It's cool.
Please explain these kind of things, because...
Okay, ICMI has been going on for a long time. The ICMI has been started by...
Plum Patagonia is going... Herschel. Okay, go on.
The ICMI has been started, like, I think 10 years ago. It's just a men's rights activist or advocate movement.
Oh, is it with the Batman figures and so?
No, it's just about...
Batman and stand on the rooftop in London and so. These guys?
I don't think so. I don't know how... Like, the last one was hosted by the Honey Badgers. You know who the Honey Badgers are?
No, how could I know these guys?
No, I'm just asking.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. They are just a men's rights activist group from Canada, which is mostly women who say feminism has gone too far. We need to start thinking about men.
Oh, this is actually a very good initiative, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's coming from women mostly?
Yes. It was very surprising when I found about it.
I would say it's not surprising, but okay.
Yeah, most of them are married, so they have sons and husbands, and it makes sense to care about men, you know? Like, they are part of their lives. They have fathers, they have husbands.
They are complementary. That is how marriage works, right? The complementary stuff. The men and the women complement each other. There's not one better or one worse than the other. It's all indoctrinated bullshit. The natural way is everybody compliments each other.
Yes. So they hosted the...
We don't need to discuss that, but these people, it's good they bring that to the forefront, let's say then.
It's also very cool that it's women, so they are harder to attack.
Yeah, exactly. And so this seems like a real grassroots movement, if I understand it well. From what I understand now, right? I don't know. Deeper things.
They only have like 60,000 people following them on YouTube, so it's still pretty small.
Yeah.
So they had this conference, the ICMI, the International Conference for Men's Issues, and they had Sargon of Akkad in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay, yeah?
A friend of mine, two friends of mine went there. It's very cool.
Wow. Okay, nice. Yeah. John?
And then those guy, Sargon is from the from South Britain, like Swindon, and Count Anklay is from Scotland. I don't know which part of Scotland. So they were there for that conference. So since they were already in America, they went to Alex Jones.
And wait a minute. Chicago, and he is in. Whoa. Okay. Yeah, but still. Okay.
So the conference was in Chicago.
Yes.
Alex Jones, I think, is in California, or where is
it? Oh, it could be. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's from Texas, but I don't know where his studio is and all that shit. But okay.
Okay, just for that, we're already in America.
Studio with an appointment interview or not? Just like going there and trying out. What?
It was pretty improvised.
Okay.
Like for Sargon, it was very weird. But like it was like a political debate. Like this guy, he ran for MEP in England for the UKIP party.
Okay.
Sargon.
Uh huh.
So he's very pro Brexit and everything.
Yeah, anyone who has any idea or moral conscience should be, yes.
So it was that conversation with Alex Jones was very based on Sargon of Akkad being this big guy, and it was very interesting. It was a very good conversation.
I got an interview with Jones, unannounced. Like we don't know, but they went to Chicago, and after or before they went to Alex Jones, and they got an interview, and they were on air.
Yes, they had an on-air segment, and then they had an interview, both of them. And,
okay,
and
what does that mean in your opinion?
Come again? You cut out.
I'm washing my hands. What does that mean for these two guys, in your opinion?
For Sargon of Akkad, it was really good advertising for his platform. Because it was very, I never heard Alex Jones be so normal, just talking about this
so
guy.
Like acting, let's say, right? So
no over the top thing. Like he didn't even go into conspiracy theories. He was just talking to the guy, you know.
Mm, okay. Yep.
And today I started watching the thing with Count Dankula, the Nazi Pak guy.
Yeah.
And it's all Alex Jones. Conspiracy theories, or whatever you want to call it, like how these people sacrifice children to communicate to the lower beings, you know, the Satanist level, and
well, in a way, I think
very
I think,
interesting.
The thing is, Alex Jones may bring it in like a completely dramatized version, but I think these things really happen, and there's no way to assume that they're not happening, right? You just have to extrapolate. The sickness they do to us by injecting our children with poisons, and then suddenly, children we're not touching. Children we're not sacrificing. I mean, child sacrifice is as old as children are. So
I think you might enjoy the second one, the Count Dankula one.
Okay.
Like you should watch that.
Yeah, the thing is, it's enough. If we talk about it, you have done the job of explaining. The thing is, I especially in the near future, I will have much less time for anything. So I need to be picking my time wisely. And so, yeah, even if it's just a 5 minute snippet thing, we can talk about it for 15 minutes. I like it more than. A dumb video, sorry to say, but you see what I mean? That's why I like to do chats. And other people think, why is this guy chatting so much? Yeah, well, I like it, right? And you too. It's great, this, I think, what we're doing. Huh? We learn a lot, right? I learn a lot from you, because, you see, I mean, so many things I don't know anything about.
So I think that was the purpose of this whole Discord, like... I tell you something I know, maybe you already know it, but maybe you don't, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. You tell me a lot of stuff I don't know about, and other people around here tell me stuff I don't know about, and it's all...
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's all coming together, like there's a big thing interconnected.
This is the
tribal shamanism I'm talking about. Right? This is gathering together, sharing wisdom, and becoming wiser. It is the natural state of humanity, because that is how we invented the wheel and fire and all these pictographs and agriculture and the tools and engineering and everything. Right? That is where it all comes from. This sharing information.
That's why I think the SPWs are the enemy.
No, it's your words. I don't want to think in enemies, especially not.
They are working against us. Maybe not enemies, but they are working in different directions.
The state is working against me because I have to pay them more than $2.5 million just to have a property here, which is ridiculous, right? I have bought it with my own money. So,
what the fuck?
It's everywhere. So it's universal. It's not natural, but it's universal, right? So there's nothing exclusive to Colombia, right? It's everywhere in the world.
Any functional country is gonna.
I would definitely not call it that way because I don't believe.
Yeah, Colombia, I wouldn't call functional, but you know what I mean.
Colombia, no. Why do you think that? That's interesting. I want to hear that.
Like. All I know is that women are not advised to travel Colombia alone. That's what the Swiss
really?
Department of
please share that information in the show notes.
Okay.
Because
travel advice.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I believe you. That's not the point. But please share that information. That's the thing. Because. I'm surprised about that, which is the Colombian man.
It's considered dangerous.
Wait a minute. Where in Colombia? Where? Colombia is as big, to give you an idea, Colombia is as big as Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, Andorra, Spain, and Portugal together. Yeah? So... You understand my question, if you put it in European perspective, you would say Spain, and then already it is too big. So if you say it's in Holland, but...
What I found just now is it's just like they don't advise people to travel alone. It's the same for India.
I can tell you, don't go alone.
If
Colombia would be anything like India, I would take the first flight out... and bomb the airport beforehand.
It's just...
Don't take this too seriously.
I'm trying to say is, like, they tell you, just go on the travel routes suggested by the travel agencies. Don't go to dangerous parts.
I know these propaganda institutes. I know these. And I know what they write about in the Dutch thing, the same thing about Colombia. It is not all bullshit that is important to know. Because there are really dangerous areas and places where you definitely shouldn't go, and I wouldn't go, and the Colombians don't go, and anything. But you have these places in what we're talking about, Western Europe, the same thing. All the way from Groningen to the Algarve, that is Colombia, yeah? So,
if a Colombian woman wanted to come to Switzerland, I would tell her, don't go to this city at this time of day.
Exactly, yes. Well, that is the thing. And
it's not about
I am living
country
here.
Per
I am
se.
Living here now for. I've lived at the end of this year. I lived 7 years in Bogota and 1 year in Bucaramanga, and I can tell you from I really have been going off the beaten path, and I am much more adventurous than any other foreigner would do. I met people in a bar, in a restaurant, and they said, "Yeah, let's go out." And I go with these people in a taxi to a place I don't know anything about. That is not recommended behavior in Colombia to do that.
Yes.
But I do. Back then, my Spanish was not as great as now. Great, not as good as now. But, it was my first time in Bogota. And it all went well because I can recognize what kind of people I can trust. But that is... In Colombia, much harder. It takes much more time. That is a very big factor in this country. So, there shouldn't be any travel ban or any travel...
No, it's just a recommendation.
Sorry,
sorry, discouraging of travel to the central Andean part of Colombia.
Yes, I would agree. Like,
If you come here, you see the city. Of course, you don't go to the south. Well, I will go there, hopefully, with my neighbor who comes from there, and I want to see it firsthand. The biggest, one of the biggest slums in the world. I want to be there.
It's really about my best friend's girlfriend has, and her sister were adopted from Colombia.
Okay, have you been
there? And her younger sister, like, she was there in just a recommended part, and her younger sister says, "I want to go to where I was born."
Yes.
And that's a dangerous area. That's the reason why.
Do you know where
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
No. Oh no, there's no problem. Of course. I completely understand. There are dangerous areas.
Recommended, don't go there. And she said, I really want to go there. And my best friend sister said, just take some, like, go there in a group of five or something.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, the same thing with my friend here who said, I mean, she couldn't go to her grandparents anymore because her grandfather was kidnapped. And then he managed to get him replaced by his son, so her uncle. And then smart guy, he was kidnapped hostage in the jungle. Well, it's not really jungle, it's the Llanos, but it is, like high grasslands and relatively few trees. And the uncle, he managed to get out and run through the jungle.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is 12X14 Nikon. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
No idea who you are, brother. And he escaped running, and he came to there are villages, I mean, literally three huts, and they have then fixed telephone lines, but it is completely the middle of nowhere there. And he got away, he escaped.
That shit can happen. Like, it was just the foreign office telling her, don't go there alone as a woman.
No, okay. But I'm
that makes sense, you know?
I mean, if they say it and it's
a high risk area. That's all I know.
I mean, on the website, that is, I mean, if you would take any of these travel recommendations seriously, you can just not leave your attic, right? So, I have had my own experiences. You remember Syrian war, right? It started in 2011 in the summer. And I literally had the plan with Bram, my best friend, to travel overland, starting in Kurdistan, Turkish Kurdistan, overland through Syria, Lebanon, then let's see if we could go into Israel or otherwise Jordan, and then go to Egypt and then finish. That was our plan. It was like semi serious, right? We already looking up things and so, but not really already done. And then this war broke out, and then Bram said, "Oh, no problem. That's just the news." I mean, he is a normie in a sense. And back then I was not awoken either, and I was Bram. You're a journalist. I'm a geologist. We are not going to Syria where they attack people working in as a geologist in the oil industry or Germany.
Yes.
I mean, you can get that out of your a fucking adventurous traveler like you, but this is not going to happen. And he saw his mistake, and now he was with New Year. He was in Lebanon, and he has been to the border with Israel, and he confirmed there are really rocket installations standing there of Hezbollah. They are there. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they shot them.
Is what we get from the media, right? We have to look at it.
I don't trust anything Israel says, but...
But he has been there, and he confirms, first witness, what Dave Jay so well describes, is that he said, he's the first witness that this is real, at least the installation. He didn't see a rocket go off or something, right? I mean, then you go to the next level. So what
but it
real?
Exists, yes.
At least the things exist. That's important. That's the first step, right?
Yes.
We have to establish what is real in order to find what is fake. There's no question about that, right?
Like, I had some really weird situation with my friend's ex-girlfriend that went to Israel to have some fun.
I can't tell you from experience. Place to go to have some fun.
Yeah, I don't know how she got the idea, but she got drugged, possibly raped.
Drugged and raped? Okay, wow. Where, in Tel Aviv?
Yeah. I don't know which part she was in when that happened. I just know from, like, her father had to go in and get her back because she was in a mental asylum.
Oops.
Now she seems fine.
Wait a minute, wait, I mean, you see, you're going through a story so fast. I mean, you talk about a mental asylum, like, I mean, that is something special. You don't end up in a mental asylum. What happened there? Please share that.
As far as I can tell, she went to a Goa party. Like, you know, it's a...
Goa trance party, yeah?
Goa trance party.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was told it's completely safe to go to Israel alone.
That is, yeah, what I would do, okay.
And they couldn't find her for 4 weeks. Then her parents found out that she was in a mental asylum.
Who?
Because apparently they drugged her at the party. Nobody knows what
they drugged her at the party? Okay, and what happened?
As far as I talked to her like a year ago, it was like, yes, she's back. Her father went to Israel to get her back.
Oh, that is the ex of your friend, and you talked to her, okay, yeah? And so why did she end up there? Did she tell anything about it?
The way she told it, she just went to Tel Aviv at first.
Yeah.
And then she met some guys who said, hey, we're going to take you to this really cool party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that completely happening, yes.
And then she doesn't remember anything after that for like 4 weeks.
Whoa, wait a minute. 4 weeks?
Yeah.
What did she get? 24 hours, okay or something. But 4 weeks memory loss? Sorry?
Whatever drugs they gave her, they gave it to her.
That's not normal drugs, right? This is a poison. Even if you give someone heroin or so, or crystal meth, you're not, you don't lose your memory for 4 weeks, right?
I think she could remember more if she didn't suppress the memory. Like, she was obviously abused.
Put it away like a psychological. And
they found her.
Yes, okay. Also.
They found her like a week after the event, and put her in the mental asylum. And it took her family 3 weeks to find her.
Yeah, how did they find her? How did and who? The police or who?
I think they just contacted the embassy, saying.
No, who found
it was
her?
The father. The father. He was really like. He was freaked out. Like, she was supposed to call back, and she didn't. So, after a week after she didn't call back, he called the embassy, what's going on? Where's my daughter?
Yeah, of course.
And he had to go down there, and he found her in a mental asylum, because she...
You're going to found her and put her in the mental asylum. That was the step where we were.
Yeah, we still don't know what drugs they gave her.
No, but who put her in a mental asylum?
The Israel State. They found her confused.
Police found her.
Yeah, she probably police. Like, she doesn't remember, of course. But disoriented.
You say of course, but it is not so. Of course, I don't know why you call it.
I don't know what who else. Like, it's just my assumption that. They found her disoriented. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah, but so she escaped from her kidnapper. I mean, that's a crucial part in such a story, don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't know if they had the intention to keep her locked up, like...
Oh, so she was raped for a period.
And they just left her out after a while, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. She doesn't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
So she doesn't know, but... So part of these 4 weeks is like self-protection, putting away your traumatic experience, completely understandable. And part of these 4 weeks is like real memory loss from the event or something. It was just one day.
No, it was 4 weeks until she was recovered by her parents. So maybe it was just a few days until she was found by the authorities, whoever.
But come on, sorry. There is a documentation when she went to the party or whatever that night. There is documentation on when she entered this mental hospital, right? That is documented. That must be documented. So there is data on that. There's no discussion. There's no question. If she
finish.
If she exits a mental asylum in a foreign country, then you get the papers with you, the extra entry and exit dates, right? That is the minimum thing you get.
Yeah, when I talked to her the first time her father was present, he said she was admitted 1 week after she was missing.
Okay. So
but they refused to give him information how she was admitted. Like, they pretended nothing bad happened.
That is interesting. Okay, then it could be that these guys who raped her were like police or military and need to be protected, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Or just nothing bad happened in Israel. I don't know. It's just after 1 week she was found.
Yeah, I know, but this is of course also not a story which is representative for Israel, right? I mean,
yeah, it's just a very strange bad story.
I got a lot to say about Israel bad things, but this is not a general thing that happens in Israel. I have heard this story about in Egypt, where you see this girl on camera and on phone, and then with a guy in Egypt, and her parents or her boyfriend is calling her a police girl. You know that story probably.
And then she was also
admitted to a mental hospital, and she jumped out of the window and was dead or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's standard. Like, happens to every single woman that goes to Israel, but it happened to her.
Yeah, it is indeed a traumatic experience for her, of course.
And they denied anything. They pretended like, oh, it's all her fault.
I mean,
blaming one-on-one.
You have to understand that these people see us as cattle. Goyim literally means cattle. Yeah, there is no talking about racism and discrimination. There is no word we white people or so can use to describe anyone who is not dead and is inferior to us. And they have a word for that, and it's completely accepted.
Yes, I've heard Jewish people argue that goyim is worse than saying nigger.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is, because literally.
Like, if Jewish people say that I believe them.
Yeah, of course. Because they know the language and the meaning of words in Hebrew. And of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Shiksa.
And that means girl, right?
Yeah, shiksa is also a derogatory term for women.
It's a non-Jewish woman. You can take her. That is it, right?
It's lesser being.
Yeah. This word is also in the Amsterdam slang, which is very much dominated by Yiddish, is fixe, you said it.
In Swiss, in the, what's the term for the German-speaking Jewish, Yiddish.
Yeah.
It's a standard word for non-Jewish women, and I like in my part of Switzerland, it's very complicated because they relocated all the Jewish people to my part of Switzerland. So I grew up with a lot of Swiss Jewish people.
But they're still in the cities, right? In Basel, Bern, and Zurich, and so.
Of course, at the time, like I wasn't even born, they forced them to take the birth town of Lengnau or Freienwied. These are small villages close to where I grew up.
Okay, and so they had to live there from somewhere else. And
yes, they were traveling all around the country, and anti-Semitic government said you have to register in this town, and you have to live there.
Who was this so-called anti-Semitic government? But
Swiss government in early 20th century.
Before the First World War.
Yeah, before the war. Like, it hadn't anything to do with Nazis. It was just... You can't travel around and not have any county where you pay taxes. It was just about the taxes, you know? You have to register...
That is not anti-Semitic, because it is the same way for Roma or traveling or whatever, circuses, whatever.
Yeah, people say it's anti-Semitic. I think it's you have to keep track of your citizens. Like, it's not anti-anyone.
No, you approach it from the negative point of view. No, of course, they need to control us. They need to tax us. They need to steal money. They need to know where we are to put us in cages if we don't comply.
I hate that system, but I don't think it was anti-Semitic. It was just applying the same system to those people, you know.
Is the thing. It's actually their own fault, not there. I mean, in general terms, because they have made anti-Semitism so stupid. Because real Jew hatred, let me say it. I mean, no surprise here. And if anyone would follow,
actual anti-Semitism.
Yeah, actual anti-Semitism. That's completely bullshit and stupid and bad, right? Of course. But that doesn't mean that you have to deny or shut your mouth if you speak about the Jews themselves and what they say. And if their Herzl says, Jewish invasion, we need to infiltrate other countries to get our state, then it's his own words, and that can never be anti-Semitic. It's his own words, right?
Friend's story is just... I don't know who drugged her. I don't know who possibly raped her. But that's just my assumption. Like, she was.
Wait a minute. The whole based assumption. Sorry.
Come again?
Your whole story is based on your assumption that she's raped, or did she say she was raped?
She didn't talk for 2 years after she got back.
Okay, so this is completely...
happened to her.
If you do this, please make that clear in the beginning. That is your assumption. Because you have to keep your assumption separate from the facts or the story. Because now, my complete view changes.
I would say abused. I would say abused.
But what evidence is there that she was abused? Was there a physical doctor that examined her and blah, blah? I mean, I don't need to know the details, of course, right? But
The Israeli doctors refused to share anything from her first admission.
That is impossible. The international medical law is that the patient receives what is examined on them. That is law. That is medical law, right? That is not...
I know.
Your own travel insurance demands that you have the papers and copies, the originals and whatever, of these things. Come on, man. I've traveled so much in my life, and also to Israel.
It took three weeks to find her.
Yeah, I know that, but we're way past this. Their father just allowed the Israeli government. I know they're motherfuckers. I know them, right?
He was happy to have her back. He didn't ask any questions. I talked to him about it. I knew him for years.
What you want, especially with mental problems, you want to know where this comes from. You want to have the data. You want to have... And if not, if you don't get it, you get a lawyer to get it, right? That is how it works in reality, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
He just
can't you just sue them? I told him.
Oh, probably you can. Yeah, probably you can.
And he said, "I'm just happy to have my daughter back."
Yeah, but you can keep repeating, or he can keep repeating. I'm not you, of course. And I understand that is a very important emotional part of the whole. It's the emotional, the most important part, of course. But where an elephant is not only the trunk.
right? There is always more to things. And if you have your own daughter where maybe she was raped, maybe, I mean, she didn't get a child or so, okay, but maybe she got a disease or so, you never know, or internal damage and bleedings and whatever, right? You don't know what happened to her. And she was never, when she went to Switzerland, first day you go to the hospital and let her be researched, right? That is how it works. What is this?
No, the doctors in Switzerland said we can't find any trace of anything, but that was like 3 weeks ago. So
it was 2 years later. What are you saying?
Oh, three weeks ago. Like,
yeah, but you say 2 years ago there was something. When did this happen? In 2014 or so, you said?
Let me think. I think that was 2013. 2013.
No, you're kidding. This woman, she was in 2013. How old was she then?
I think she's 2 years younger than me, so 2013, that's minus 7 years.
She was 24. She was 24.
I guess so.
You're 32, right? She's 24.
Yeah.
Okay, she was 24 at that time. At 24, you are drugs, rapes, whatever, in a mental asylum. From
at least drugs. That's the only thing we know for sure.
In a mental asylum.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen.
Always great. Thank you.
That's a good bumper.
Yeah, always. No, but the thing is, I mean, it's for sure that she got damaged. The first thing you do, and you say to me, that she waited 6 years to go to a doctor about this?
No. The doctor,
the parents,
after 3 weeks,
finally got her back. Mom and dad happy to have her back. First day.
No.
Right?
That was right after she got back. The doctor said there's no proof of any. Like,
okay.
3 weeks is a long time to deal.
The mental thing. It's not the rape. It's the mental, right?
Yeah, mental thing.
Drugs. She was in an asylum, you say, for 4 weeks or long?
I think she, after her father got suspicious, I think she was in Israel at least 1 week in a mental asylum.
Oh,
after
one week.
Parents got suspicious.
Okay, that's not so much. Okay, I thought it was more.
And it took 3 weeks to get her back, so no proof.
Okay. So she was 4 weeks in total there, in the mental asylum, or? So the parents spent 3 weeks to get her back from this asylum in Israel. All the time she was in there.
1 week, after her father found out. So after 1 week, he could get her back to Switzerland. So we don't know what happened before that.
Okay, but the first thing you do when you arrive in your home hospital and doctor, let her be examined, right?
Yeah, but that's also in the realm of stuff I wouldn't have been told by her or her parents. You know, like.
Yeah, okay. But so now she went 6 years later and the doctor said nothing was wrong. So.
No, she doesn't. I think she's in denial. She doesn't think anything bad happened in Israel.
Last time I talked to her. Of course, she may protect herself from something bad, right? She has never received any psychological counseling. I mean, like.
She was in psychological care for 2 years after that.
Wow. That is serious, man. Wow, okay.
I don't know what they found out. Like, I wouldn't ask her,
of course. No, of course not. No.
But she's fine now. It's just like the basic premise of what I was trying to say is don't travel alone, male or female.
Be
careful.
Wait a minute. That is it. And especially as a woman, indeed, you should take 350% care of what a man takes, especially in those countries. Israel.
And she was pretty.
Israel's, that's another problem. Or it can be a benefit, but also a huge risk. And Israel is in the middle of the Muslim country, so that idea of women, especially about non-Jewish women, is there, right? And you have frustrated guys who were in the army for 3 years without seeing pussy, right? That is what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, like, shit can happen, man. Like,
But that's the thing. Shit can happen everywhere, and it's no reason. Of course, you don't go.
That's what I meant. Like it's all with Colombia.
Yeah, I mean Colombia. Most of the country, the places where you go here is completely safe. Completely. There's no problem.
If you just go anywhere,
travel here and Garris and so, and they will see it for themselves. And we go road tripping, and then you see it for yourself how safe it is.
Exactly, yeah.
If you're not a young child, because the story about the Israelis here, in their motherfucking hotel they built in the national park, just outside of the village, they have an enormous Star of David in their swimming pool. It's for Jews only, this hotel, or Israelis only, whatever. And they have completely corrupted the government, and so they built this hotel. Everybody hates the poor. And in this hotel, the owner was arrested for pedophilic activities in the hotel. And I don't think that... I think...
Shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Like, to the point where I was...
This,
yeah.
But I've been there. Taganga, it's a strange place. I like it. If you don't go there in August, because then it's... the Israeli hunting season, and I've been there in August. I have dived with an Israeli company there, who were also the only diving company who could go into the park. All the other Colombian diving operators could not go into the park because it was a national park protected area. But these Israelis, they somehow got under the law, and I'm guilty in supporting them because I participated in it twice. With my friend who lived here and with my now wife. But yeah, that's the reality here. And that is part of Plan Patagonia.
It's also a reality in Switzerland in the high price, like, you know, St. Moritz.
Yes.
There's like five places like that in Switzerland where very rich people go. And they go to the people...
Montreux as well?
Montreux, yes. They go to the people who run businesses and tell them, you have to respect the Israeli people, they have different customs. They also go to them for the Muslims.
They have the right to protect their borders, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. They want everyone to take up whatever immigrants comes in, and nobody can leave, even if they rape and kill and whatever, no problem. Everybody's welcome, and Europe needs to be changed. Listen to Barbara Spector, her own words. Jews are in the back of this. It's her own words, and she is...
what's the guy's name?
Koudenhove, Kalergi, Haushover.
Kalergi was the original guy. Kalergi was the biggest guy.
It's two guys, no. Koudenhove Kalergi is one guy. It is Richard Koudenhove Kalergi. Is a noble name, that's why it has two names. Belgian Kalergi, I don't know. Italian or
what the other guy is, George Soros?
That is the one now, of course, yeah.
Yeah, he in current times, he funds like this whole non-profit. Where they tell the migrants to drop their passports.
He's
opposed to taking in... He doesn't want Israel taking asylum seekers.
He has a big arm in this NGO, so-called NGO stuff. But he has a lot of big arms in every kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but the main thing is like...
As well. And they're all there. Ted Turner, we talked about him. Ted Turner, Patagonia.
Yeah.
All of them. That's... how they all come together. And then you see there is something on there, right?
But Ted Turner isn't even Jewish, I think.
Coincidence. Because if they buy an island in the Bahamas, like they're doing, in the Caribbean at least, but it's a bit overpriced, so I will not have my own island here. That is understandable and make okay, yes.
If you want to make your business...
your children and whatever. But Patagonia,
play along.
That is a different thing. And why are there, of course, land investment and it becomes worth more? But if you then combine it with Herzl and with the geopolitical potential power of a country called Patagonia, ends with the fact that Israel is completely unsustainable and everybody hates it, including Jews, there is need for a second Israel. And I think that will be Patagonia in the near future, next 30 years.
Oh, shit. But how will they justify it?
One generation. Maybe they are preparing for an attack, a 9/11 for that, to get that going.
Yeah, but how? Like, Israel, they justify it by this religious bullshit that...
Which many Jews don't care about. No, it's not. It's not. No, Zionism is anti-Judaic. Because Judaic law says that there shouldn't be a homeland for the Jews. So Zionism is by definition anti-Judaism, right? That is sure.
I thought it was like 13th century Zionism, like some rabbis decided.
Can you share something about that? If you have any knowledge, please share.
Like, you know about the theory of, it's not even a theory, it's like a history of
Judaism. Do you have a name? Do you have anything in place?
It was the 13th century, there was this congregation of rabbis.
Hello.
What was it called?
Hello.
And they said,
I'm cutting out.
Come again?
Yeah, I'm going inside. Probably it's better. I missed everything you said, sorry. It's not my fault.
In the 13th century, there was like a congregation of rabbis from different Judaic beliefs.
Wait a second, I'm going out and in. This is not working. Wait a second.
You better now. Gaia?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello. I'm green. Can you go out and come back in? Oh, it's no. Let's see how it goes. It's Discord again.
Ah, shit. Like there was this congregation of rabbis.
Come back in, please.
Oh, I'm fucking
before
up
you
again.
Talk about this, I want to hear it, and I cannot hear it. Hello, Fegan, do you hear me?
Hello,
Fegan. Yeah, okay. In the meantime, let's play something also.
What the fuck?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Keep talking. I'm orange. Now my bars are orange. Voice connected is green. Now it's green. Hello?
I'm just getting some weird music.
Probably my side. Probably not
wait
working.
Wait a second.
Yes. I hear you now.
Oh, it's not you. It's me.
I don't hear anything. You are speaking. I don't hear you. Shit, man.
Why am I hearing music?
No, it's on my end. I don't hear
God is against me.
Yeah, then you keep talking on the radio and then I'll listen to the radio. Keep talking about this. If you can hear what I'm saying, please keep talking about this Israeli thing and we'll listen to the radio.
I need to figure out why the fuck I'm hearing music. Like, that's normal. I restarted Discord and now I'm hearing music. What the fuck? Okay, I'm good. What were we talking about? Are you still there? Hello? Ah, shit, man. You're muted. Gaia? Could I restart Discord?
Hello, hello?
Hello, can hello?
Gaia, shall I restart Discord?
Yes, do us a moment.
I get a delay of 2 seconds.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but the delay is normal with the radio. That's normal.
Okay. What the fuck were we talking about again? Like, I had some issues on my computer. Something Israel. Yeah, I don't know what happened to my friend in Israel. I just know it took her 2 years to recover from it. And she's not normal now. She's not the same person. They probably gave him some drug. I don't know which. I've never tried to have a sex slave or whatever kind of a psychological slave. So I don't know what drugs to give them. Anyways, I should probably head out.
There's more in Austria, right?
Austria?
The kidnapped girl, what was it? Fritzl? Josef Fritzl?
But yeah, good night, man. Yeah, we speak tomorrow on the track. That's better. I will close the recording. It's not.
That's all, folks.